You're on this date with me. The pickings have been lush, and yet before this evening is over, you might give me the brush. You might forget your manners, you might refuse to stay, and so the best that I can do is pray. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck, if you've ever been a lady to begin with, luck be a lady tonight. Luck, let a gentleman see how nice a dame you can be. I know the way you've treated other guys you've been with. Luck be a lady with me. A lady doesn't leave her escort. It isn't fair. It isn't nice. A lady doesn't wander all over the room and blow on some other guy's dice. Let's keep this party polite. Never get out of my sight. Stick with me, baby, I'm the fella you came in with. Luck be a lady tonight. Let a gentleman see just how nice a dame you can be. I know the way you've treated other guys you've been with. Hey, luck be a lady with me. A lady doesn't leave her escort. It isn't fair, and it's not nice. A lady doesn't wander all over the room and blow on some other guy's dice. So let's keep the party polite. Never get out of my sight. Stick with me, baby, I'm the guy that you came in with. Luck be a lady. Luck be a lady. Luck be a lady.
may be lonely now. I'll see it through somehow. To someone's heart I know I hold the key. Somewhere there's a someone for everyone. Somewhere there's a someone for me. And I'll search my whole life through until I find a love that's true. For I know somewhere there's a someone for me. Search my whole life through until I find a love that's true. For I know somewhere there's a someone for me. For I know somewhere there's a someone for me.
So nice to have you back where you belong. You're looking swell, darling, and I can tell, darling, you're still growing, you're still growing, you're still going strong. I feel the room swaying while the band's playing one of your old favorite songs from way back when. So, take her rap, fellas, find her an empty lap, fellas, and Dolly will never go away again. I said, hello, Dolly, well, what do you know? Dolly, it's so nice to have you back where you belong. You're looking swell, Dolly, and I can tell, Dolly, you're still growing, you're still growing, you're still going strong. Just feel that room swaying, 'cause the band's playing one of your old familiar songs from way back when. So, golly gee, fellas, find her an empty knee, fellas, and Dolly will never go away again. I mean, hello, Dolly, what do you know, Dolly? It's so nice to have you back where you belong. I can tell, Dolly, you're looking swell. Swell, Dolly, yeah, you're still growing, you're still growing, you're still going strong. Just feel that room swaying while the band keeps on playing one of your old familiar songs from way back when. So, golly gee, fellas, have a little faith in me, fellas, and Dolly will never go away again. Just feel that room swaying while that band is playing one of your old familiar songs from way back when. So, golly gee, fellas, find her a vacant knee, fellas. Dolly will never go away. Promise you never go away. Dolly will never go away.
Someday, when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you. And the way you look tonight, yes, you're lovely with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft. There is nothing for me but to love you and the way you look tonight. With each word, your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. And that laugh wrinkles your nose, touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. It touches my foolish heart. Lovely, don't you ever change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Just the way you look tonight.
Don't know much about history, don't know much biology, don't know much about a science book, don't know much about the French I took, but I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography, don't know much trigonometry, don't know much about algebra, don't know what a sliding rule is for, but I do know one and one is two, and if this one could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. Now, I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be, for maybe by being an A student, baby, your love for me. Don't know much about history, don't know much biology, don't know much about a science book, don't know much about the French I took, but I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. La ta 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 ta. Yeah.
Pleasant. Good evening, everybody. Welcome inside Shoretown Ballpark here in Lakewood. Cloudless but chilly Thursday evening at the Jersey Shore. I'm Greg Giamparisi, joined by my good friend and partner, Tony Graham. Tony, welcome back. How are you?
All right, Greg. Well, as you say, a beautiful night for baseball. Or you could say a beautiful night for football, whatever climate you elect to choose. But it is a very nice evening here, as you said, a little bit cool, but a cloudless sky. And the Blue Claws will once again tonight try to nose back to 500. Right now, 15 and 16. They just got about 500 briefly on their last road trip, fell back a little bit. Now they can reach the break-even mark again tonight. So, in our pregame chat with manager Greg Brodzinski, we will get an injury update on Hao Yu Lee, and also we'll look at a rehabbing minor league newcomer to the Blue Claws roster. And let's hear what Greg Brodzinski had to say.
And we're back in the Blue Claws clubhouse with manager Greg Brodzinski. And let's update a few things. Greg, Hao Yu Lee came out of the ball game last night. What's his status?
Yeah, he's been dealing with a little knee injury that's been lingering for a couple weeks. We're just going to get him checked out. Doctor's coming in today before the game, and he'll take a good look at him. And we have a better, you know, evaluation of how the knee's looking. You know, making sure these guys are safe and getting as healthy as possible is what we want to do. So he'll get looked at, and we'll get a better evaluation after that.
And you have a player here that's rehabbing. Let's talk about him.
Yeah, Jace Vines came over from Kansas City last year in the offseason. And right-handed pitcher with big fastball. Believe he was up to 97 miles an hour his last outing. So biggest thing for him, just get his innings in. He's feeling great. Excited to have him here and see what he can do in this next step in his rehab journey. So great guy and fit in perfectly with this group.
Yesterday, Andrick Nava in the lineup. He's been a reserve all year. Comes through in a big way. Big three-run home run, the key hit in the ball game. Just talk about him a little bit.
Nava's been great. Ever since he got here, he's kind of been in a situation where he's not playing every day, and his work in the cages and defensively and in the bullpen and with our pitchers hasn't wavered at all. And his attitude's been awesome. He's been a fun teammate. He's fun in the dugout, fun in the clubhouse, and really proud of everything he's done so far this season, and I'm happy it showed out on the field last night with the big hit.
How tough is that for a guy to stay ready? And you were sort of in that role in your minor league career.
Absolutely.
You were a reserve.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you stay ready, and how maybe does your manager and or your teammates help you to stay ready?
Yeah, I think part of it's having really good routines and just knowing that you're putting in your work to be ready for whatever opportunity that presents itself. And I was in that situation as a player, and you come in every day, you love what you do, you work your butt off, and when your name's called, you're as ready to go as you possibly can be, and you know you're giving your best shot to be successful at any moment.
Also in the game yesterday, the bullpen, outstanding.
Yeah, absolutely. The bullpen's been great. You know, ever since, you know, the first week of the season, they really put it together, and Phil and Brady have done an awesome job with those guys. Really keeping them going, getting them into good spots, and understanding, you know, what they do really well individually. And I think knowing that, these guys have gone out there and it's showed day in and day out, and they've thrown the ball really well for us these last few weeks.
Some of the guys last night, how do they differ? In other words, one guy might be a heater guy, another might be more finesse. Is that sort of what you look for? How does it work out?
No, I think all these guys feature something a little bit different in terms of what their stuff is, and we just try to find, you know, when you're looking at an opposing lineup, where their stuff plays best against opposing hitters, and I'm putting them in really good spots to be successful, and you know, at the end of the day, you still have to do it, and our guys have done it day in and day out, and I'm excited to see that because of all the hard work that I know each of them put in every day.
Tonight, Matt Osterberg takes the hill.
Mm-hmm.
Your thoughts about
his
start?
Yeah, Matt, he's been really consistent for us. He goes out there, he fills up the strike zone, keeps hitters off balance, and he uses his pitches really well with a good mix from the left side. So expecting more of the same out of him. It'll be, you know, nice to see him go out there, especially, you know, against a lineup that we've seen has been decent so far this week, and see what he can do.
Hasn't gone too long in a ball game. this year most of the time. What are you looking for innings pitching wise from him tonight?
As you know, as much as he can go, as long as he's, you know, feeling good and the pitch count's at a good spot and he's filling up the strike zone and getting outs, you know, I wouldn't mind seeing him out there for a long stretch of time. And that's really what we look for out of all these guys. And you know that every time that he goes out there and pitches, he's giving us a chance to win. And I think there's been a couple starts that he's had that have been kind of either off a super long rest or, you know, a long, you know, time in between his outings. So you also don't want to, you know, get anybody hurt and just keep him in a good pitch count and inning situation. But, you know, he's in a good flow right now, and we're going to give him the ball and see how long he can go.
Okay, Greg, thanks. Good luck.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Blue Claws manager Greg Brodzinski. And Tony, let's start with Hendrick Nava, who had one RBI before yesterday. He had four three-run home run over the left center field wall. And an RBI single as well. And a guy that, you know, could always swing the bat. And he kind of in a tough spot this year because there have been so many catchers, and it only got tougher with the addition of Caleb Ricketts last week. So there are limited at bats there, but he earned the second straight start. This is the first time, I believe, all year he started back-to-back games, and he earned.
Yeah, I think that's important, really. It's so much, especially at this level, to see a guy get three or four hits in a game, and then all of a sudden he's not in the lineup the following night. You haven't seen that all that much, though, with Greg Brodzinski. I think he likes to play the hot hand. He likes to put in the player to boost his confidence if he's come off a big night. I remember Mark Parent. We remember Mark Parent back in 2010. And one night I was asking him off the record about a lineup, and there was a player that...
Are you allowed to say this then, since it was
off
the record? It's been 13 years.
It's a fringe comment, but yeah. So I had a player that was starting who was really not doing well, wasn't hitting at all. And I asked Mark, I said, you know, how come this player, and actually I forget who the player was, but I said, you know, why is he in the lineup again tonight? And Mark looks at me and growls, because he's a prospect. So, you know, sometimes the manager's hands are tied a little bit, even if a player isn't doing that well. If he's a highly touted player or a player they signed for a lot of money, they're going to give him a longer leash. Not the case with Nava, who, as you say, really earned his second straight start here tonight.
And he will bat fifth today, too, behind Rickson Wingrove and in front of Marcus Lee Singh. Let's do the quick pitching preview, and that is brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health, Community Medical Center, Monmouth Medical Center, and Monmouth Medical Center Southern Campus at RWJ Barnabas Health. Life is better healthy. For the Blue Claws left-hander, Matt Osterberg on the mound. He was a 15th round pick in 2021 out of St. Cloud State in Minnesota. And this year, 0-2, a 4.71 ERA, 21 innings, 24 hits, 8 walks, and 15 strikeouts for Matt, who will make his 6th appearance of the season. He last pitched up in Greensboro on Friday night and gave up 4 runs, but only 1 was earned. In 3 2/3 innings. He did walk 4 in that game and struck out 3. First time facing Wilmington this year. Kyle Luckum, a right-hander for the Blue Rocks out of Arizona State, 15th round pick in the 2022 draft. Luckum began his career at Cal State Fullerton. He's from Fullerton, but finished it in Tempe. And he's had a very good start to his season. No record, but a 2.33 ERA, 27 innings, only 25 hits and 4 walks. And he struck out 33, so a better than 8-1 strikeout-to-walk ratio for Luckum. And the second straight day, Tony, the Blue Claws are facing a pitcher with a sub-2.5 ERA. Now, Luckum had only allowed 3 earned runs in his first 5 appearances this year. He did give up 4 runs on 7 hits in 6 innings and a home run in his last start, which was on Friday in Wilmington against the Brooklyn Cyclones. Gave up a 2-run homer in that game to Stanley Consuegra. So Luckum and Osterberg, your pitching matchup here today. Greg Brodzinski and Mario Lisson have just exchanged the lineup cards with the two umpires, Warren Eubanks and Jalen Goodman, and a parade of elementary school students are making their way out into position to sing the national anthem. And they'll be okay, though. Even if they struggle to line up, they'll be okay because the Philly Fanatic is down there to direct traffic right behind home plate.
Greg, a little bit quickly, if we can get in about Jace Vines,
yes.
J-A-C-E Vines, 28-year-old, 6'3", 215 pounds, here on a rehab assignment, has been the property of the Kansas City Royals since he was drafted in the fourth round in 2016. started his career as a starter, has been in the bullpen for the last couple of years, and a career record of 28-34, 4.83 ERA, and pitched one inning this year for Clearwater in the Florida State League, and did not allow any hits in that inning, and now he is back here. Eventually, he will make his way to Lehigh Valley, which is the plan. He's technically here on rehab assignment from Lehigh Valley.
And the leadoff batter for Wilmington is Eric Mejia, and he's technically here on rehab assignment their AAA affiliate up in Rochester, New York. So a couple of those guys. We'll see if Fiennes gets in there today or tomorrow, but he is officially on the roster. We might also see Orion Kerkerink today. He pitched a scoreless inning in the game on Tuesday, and he's now made three appearances so far with Jersey Shore, a fast-rising right-handed pitcher out of the University of South Florida.
Yeah, for as long as they're here, they have a nice, the Blue Claws do, back of the bullpen now with Tommy McCollum and or Orion Kerkering to close out a game or at least finish out a ball game. Those are two really hard throwers at the back end.
Yeah, McCollum was up to 97 on the Hawkeye yesterday, looked really good, and his last two outings have been very good. So Blue Claws are taking the field. The win today gets them back to 500. They've split the first two games with Wilmington, 7-3 winners. The Blue Claws were yesterday, as we said, the home run, four RBIs from Andrick Nava, and then Tony Haoyu Lee. He got hurt yesterday sliding after a ball in the hole at second. He was running to his left, slid down, and then hobbled up and off the field. So he was getting checked out today, and we'll see what happens. He's not on the injured list yet, and the hope is that they won't need to put him on the IL, but he is right now not available. He won't play tonight, obviously, so we'll see. But hopefully all checks out well with how you lead.
Greg, tonight our friends and family shout-out. Feature player is Caleb Ricketts. So hopefully he'll be batting in the fourth or fifth inning or whenever he is around the middle of the game. We'll be shouting out to his folks who he says are following the game out in California. Hopefully they will be following. He's pretty sure they are. And I know he's looking forward to that, having his folks' names and relatives out over the internet.
Yeah, he smashed an RBI triple in the game yesterday. Of the gap in right center field did Caleb, which was his first RBI in Lakewood. He has now picked up 24 RBIs in the young stages of this season, 22 with Clearwater and 2 with the Blue Claws. Blue Claws have taken the field. We'll take a break. National anthem coming up from here in Lakewood on a beautiful Thursday night at the Jersey Shore. Back after this with the starting lineups and the first pitch on Bally Live and BlueClaws.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today. See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Pleasant. Good evening, everybody. Welcome inside Shoretown Ballpark in Lakewood. It's time for Jersey Shore Blue Claws Baseball on Bally Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV. Jersey Shore Phillies affiliates, 15-16. The Wilmington Blue Rocks Nationals affiliates, they are 18-16 on the season. Matt Osterberg for the Blue Claws and Kyle Luckum on the mound for Wilmington. Alongside Tony Graham, I'm Greg Giamborisi. Tony, welcome back. Luklaus looking for a second straight win after a 7-3 victory yesterday afternoon.
Well, Greg, great to be here as always. You mentioned the pregame show. I'll just repeat it. It's a very coolish night here. Beautiful night, really. The fire pits should be going out there in left field.
Yeah, you need them tonight. Yeah.
Yeah, fire pits and blankets I would recommend, especially if you're out on the berm. Blue Claws tonight begin action actually tied with Wilmington in the loss column for third place in the Northern Division of the Sally League. Wilmington 18-16, the Blue Claws 15-16. The pace setter is Hudson Valley, the Yankees affiliate, which is 22-13. Winston-Salem, the White Sox affiliate, has a five-game lead in the SAL South. They are 23-10.
Here's the Wilmington lineup to face left-hander Matt Osterberg. Eric Mejia, the second baseman, leads off. Then Jacob Young in left. James Wood, the Nationals' top prospect, is in right field tonight. He'll bat third. Then Trey Lipscomb at third base. Will Frizzell's the DH. He bats fifth. And Onyx Vega, the catcher. Jeremy De La Rosa plays center field. He bats seventh. T.J. White at first base bats eighth. He had a home run on Tuesday. And batting ninth at short is Jordy Barley. So here's Eric Mejia to step in and lead things off. A switch hitter will bat from the right side against Osterberg. Blue Claws in their home whites and the navy blue alternate jerseys for Wilmington. Mejia wearing the red sleeves and the high red socks. So Osterberg is ready to go. The left-hander out of St. Cloud State in Minnesota. And the plate umpire was not overly enthused with one of the Blue Claws players doing an anthem standoff who was standing down, and he had him sit down. Now we're ready, and the first pitch of the game is a fastball strike on the outside corner, and we're underway. 92-mile-an-hour fastball there from Osterberg, 637 for the first pitch, and a bouncer down third goes foul, and the count nothing and two. Plate umpire is Warren Eubanks. The base umpire is Jalen Goodman, and the game time temperature, 58 degrees. Clear skies. Lights are on. Don't need them just yet. Light breeze tonight out towards left field, but it's definitely chillier than it's been the last few days. And that's a little high for Matt, and it's one ball and two strikes. Osterberg from Coleman, Wisconsin, is making his sixth start of the season. And the 1-2 in the dirt, breaking ball. They appeal on a check swing. I don't think he went, and he didn't. 0-2, 4.71 ERA for Osterberg, 21 innings, 24 hits. He has allowed four home runs. He's walked eight, and he struck out 15. He walked four batters in his last start on Thursday in Greensboro. Grounder back off of Osterberg's glove. It bounces right to Martin at short, and he throws him out. So that'll be a 1-6-3 and one away. And that was a fortuitous bounce because it deflected the ball a little bit to our left towards Martin. And without that deflection, it would have been a very difficult play for Casey.
Greg, Osterberg from Coleman, Wisconsin, just looked about 40 miles north of Green Bay.
And that is on the outside corner for a called strike. So he doesn't, 58 degrees is like midsummer.
Exactly.
Although it's 59 right now in Coleman. And the pitch is a changeup low to Jacob Young.
Probably doesn't happen that often. That it's even a degree warmer here than Coleman, Wisconsin.
Marcus Lee Sang in left field for the Blue Claws tonight. Jared Carr in center and Leandro Pineda in right. Nick Ward in third. Casey Martins in short. And the pitch is hit in the air pretty well out in the right center field. Long run for Leandro Pineda back toward the track. Reaches out and he can't get it. It drops in back onto the track. Young can fly and he's already around second, halfway to third. And he's in there standing up. So a three base hit for Jacob Young. And the Blue Rocks have a runner at third and one out here in the first inning. To finish off the defense, Kendall Simmons at second, Rickson Wingrove at first, and Caleb Ricketts behind the plate. And my guess, Tony, is Greg Brodzinski will bring the infield in here. He's been pretty aggressive in those moves. Now you have a dangerous hitter up in James Wood, a lefty, 285 homers, 26 RBIs, and indeed infield in for Jersey Shore. So the runner leads off third. That's Young. Pitch is a strike on the outside corner, and the count is nothing and one.
First triple of the year for Young.
It was blazing speed. 16 steals already this season. Breaking ball, broken back, grounded to the mound. Pass to Osterberg. Martin Fields throws home. They got him. So the first batter of the game, Osterberg was fortunate to deflect it. And that time he was fortunate not to deflect it. Martin makes the play. It's a 6-2 putout, and that's out number one.
That's number two. That's a heck of a play by Martin, because you've got a runner with, you know, tremendous speed coming down the line, and Martin made an accurate throw. If that throw is off to the right or left, or just a little high or off by a smidgen, Young's going to be in there, but Martin put it right on target to Ricketts.
Osterberg, who's lefty, reached down to his glove side, step off throw to first, and Wood back easily. And if he had deflected that, they're not going to get him.
Right.
And I think he just missed it, and Martin made a really good play. Pitch to Trey Lipscomb is high and outside of the count, one ball and no strikes. So no score in the first. Blue Claws will have Ward, Simmons, and Ricketts, 1-2-3 against Kyle Luckum in the bottom half of inning number one. So Osterberg out of the stretch and misses up and away. Osterberg made his first start of the year in the third game of the season in Brooklyn. He threw four scoreless innings that day with five strikeouts. Pitched better than it looked in Greensboro last week. He gave up four runs, but only one was earned. And a bouncer foul by Lipscomb behind the plate. Two balls and a strike. His longest outing of the year is five innings. He did that in this park on April the 25th against Brooklyn. Wilmington as a team is 10th out of 12. Third to last in the league in runs scored, but they've been much better at the plate this month. And a changeup cut on it, missed. It's 2-2. They averaged 3.5 runs per game, a little less than that back in April, but they're over 5.2 runs per game in May. And their team OPS is about 180 points more this month. Runner goes, swing and a miss. Got him on a curveball, strike three. And the inning is over. So Osterberg pitches around the triple with some help from Casey Martin. No runs, one hit, and one left. We go to the bottom of the first. Wilmington nothing. Jersey Shore coming to bat on Valley Live and BlueClaws.com.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the boardwalk, hoop shot, ring toss, balloon darts, cat rank, goblet toss. Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank mini golf course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Back inside Shoretown Ballpark, bottom of the first inning, no score. Nick Ward will lead off against Kyle Luckum. Ward at third, Kendall Simmons at second, bat second, and then Caleb Ricketts behind the plate. Rickson Wingrove, the cleanup hitter, plays first. Ben Endrick now with the DH, and Marcus Lee Sang, the left fielder. Batting seventh at short is K.C. Martin, with Leandro Pineda, the right fielder, batting eighth. And batting ninth in center is Jared Carr. Kyle Luckum, a right-hander out of Arizona State, 15th round pick last year by the Nationals. And the first pitch to Ward is outside, ball one. The lineup is brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health with local facilities, including Community Medical Center, in Toms River, Monmouth Medical Center in Long Branch, and Monmouth Medical Center Southern Campus right here in Lakewood. Change up outside. RWJ Barnabas Health is New Jersey's most comprehensive health system and proud to be the official health care provider of the Jersey Shore. Blue Claws, visit rwjbh.org. Ward had yesterday off and then had to come in the game in the second inning when Hao-Yu Lee got hurt. Went 0-for-2 with a walk yesterday, and he takes it inside. But Nick, 6-for-15 with two homers since Saturday. Homered both Saturday and Sunday down in Greensboro, and he's up to 5 now on the season. And ahead of the count here on Luckum, 3 balls and no strikes leading off in the bottom half of inning number one. Taking all the way there, that's in there for a called strike. Ward, really a perfect leadoff hitter. Hit the ball to all fields, work a count, comfortable hitting with two strikes, and he'll take a walk. 23 of them in just 123 plate appearances. Chops this fastball on the ground to second. Hangs up for Mejia, throws over to first, and that gets Ward one away. Defensively for Wilmington, it's Young, De La Rosa, and Wood left to right of the outfield. Trey Lipscomb at third, Jordy Barley at short, Eric Mejia at second, and the first baseman is TJ White with Onyx Vega behind the plate. Luckum, 33 strikeouts, only 4 walks this season. And a 2.33 ERA in his 6 appearances and 27 innings. Here's Kendall Simmons, who takes at the knees a called strike, nothing and 1. Luckum gave up 4 runs on 7 hits against Brooklyn on Friday in his most recent outing. Had been 2 runs or less in every other appearance. A broken back grounder up third. This will be a very tough play. Luckum slides, gets to his feet, off balance, throw to first, not in time. And an infield single for Kendall Simmons. And that, Tony, was a hit right off the broken back.
And Luckum did a fine job, actually, to get to the ball and make an accurate throw. But Simmons has good speed and beat it. But it would have been really a miraculous play to get him.
Simmons, I'm sure, is just as fine sacrificing the bat if it means a hit.
Sure.
So he's aboard at first. He's technically 0-for-1 stealing bases this year. His caught stealing was yesterday, got picked off, albeit ended up at third on a missed catch error by the shortstop Jordy Barley, but not a traditional stolen base attempt. Changed up outside, and the count 1-0. Caleb Ricketts, 7 out of 31, no homers, 2 RBIs. He has been with the Blue Claws since last Tuesday. Hit 379, drove in 22 with Clearwater before his promotion a week ago. And Luckum's pitch chopped to short. This should be 2. Barley Fields will step on the bag himself. Sidearm over to first in time for the double play. 6-6-3 on the DP. And it's the first inning is over. No runs on 1 hit. No errors. None left. We go to the second inning. No score on ValleyLifeBlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
You already live and breathe Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball. Now show everyone else how to do it. Blue Claws merchandise, hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more are available now in the Claws Co. Sport that new surfing Blue Claws logo or the boogie boarding crab if you like, or strike a pose with Jersey Shore Blue Claws themed outerwear, novelty items like pins, keychains, and more. It's all available 24 hours a day at BlueClaws.com/shop. That's BlueClaws.com/shop. Live like a Blue Claw.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Top of the second inning, no score. Blue Claws and the Blue Rocks. Jacob Young had a triple in the first inning, thrown out trying to score on an infield grounder hit by James Wood. Kendall Simmons, an infield single for Jersey Shore in the bottom of the first, and he raced on a double play. So top of the second inning, and here's Will Frizzell, the DH. First pitch on the way is in there for a strike to the left-handed hitting Frizzell, and the count is nothing and 1. Matt Osterberg on the hill today for Jersey Shore, wearing the long red sleeves underneath the white jersey. And an inside-out liner off the glove of a leaping Nick Ward, and it glances into left field for a base hit. Well, they had him played perfectly. Tony Ward was 30 feet off the line there, but it was just a smidge out of his reach. It glanced off the edge of his glove. If Ward is 5'11", he's 5'10". There would be one away. Instead, Frizzell is his second Wilmington hit. He's aboard with nobody out. He just got here. He was 1-for-6 so far. The Blue Rocks came down from Double A Harrisburg. Here's Onyx Vega, the catcher, and he looks at a fastball strike on the outside corner, and the count is nothing and one. Vega 9 for 46, a home run and 7 runs batted in. He's from Puerto Rico, signed with the Nationals in 2018, and a changeup there from Osterberg is in there for a called strike. Vega played 66 games with Williamsport, Wilmington last year, hit 265, fastball low, and the count is 1-2. You see WIL in the on his stat sheet, and you think Williamsport,
right? Sure,
because
yeah.
of the many connections, of course, to the Phillies for many years. Osterberg's pitch, grounder to short, softly hit. Martin Fields turns, goes to Simmons. There's one, fires the first, double play. Nice turn. Martin to Simmons to Wingrove, 6-4-3, two down.
Simmons really turned out well. I didn't think really off the bat. It was sort of a high chop, Greg, as you know.
And softly hit. He had to come in on that, too.
Not necessarily a double play ball at first glance. And Martin to Simmons to Wingrove turned it.
I will say they probably had the right guy running in the catcher, Vega. Here is Jeremy De La Rosa, who looks at a curveball in there for his turn.
Yeah, that helped.
But still a nice turn. Breaking ball, that's way outside. So one ball and one strike on De La Rosa. On deck is T.J. White. Two out, nobody on. No score at top half of the second. And Osterberg's pitch is a bouncer to first. Wingrove waits on it, and he scoops it up knee-high, steps on the bag with his right foot, and that retires the side. No runs, one hit, a double play, and nobody left. We played an inning and a half, no score on Bally Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today. See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Claw Stars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
No score, bottom of the second inning, and Rickson Wingrove, Andrick Nava, and Marcus Lee sang 3 straight lefties to face Kyle Luckum of the Wilmington Blue Rocks. Here's Wingrove, who's got 6 homers on the year, although he's only actually homered in 4 games. He's had already picked up 2 multi-home run games, one in Aberdeen a few weeks ago, and then one on May 6th down in Hickory. And here's Rickson, the Australian, and the first pitch, swing and a miss. And the count, nothing and one. Rickson has a birthday coming up. He'll turn 23 years old on Tuesday, May 23rd. 267 for him to start the year. And Luckum's pitch, a broken bat, soft grounded to short, where Barley Fields right near the second base bank. Throws to first in time. And that is out number one. 2 broken bats already for Luckum. Simmons got a base hit on his broken bat grounder up third in the first inning. It was erased on a double play, and then Wingrove breaks his bat there. So here's Andrick Nava, who was the big star yesterday. Nava, 21 years old from Cabimas, Venezuela. Had a home run and 4 RBIs in the game yesterday. Homer batting right hand that he hits lefty off Luckum, a switch hitter, and the first pitch is taken on a check swing. Did not go. And it misses low for ball one. That was an off-speed pitch, a changeup there from Luckum out of Arizona State. He began his college career at Cal State Fullerton. And the pitch is on the outside corner, called strike. Another changeup, and the count is 1-1 on Andrick Nava, who had just one RBI on the year going into yesterday at 4. And he's late on a fastball that time. Swing and a miss, and the count 1-2. So he threw him a couple of changeups and then snuck a fastball by him. 92 on the heater, but probably played a little faster than that. Wind blowing out towards left field. Nice crowd out on the grass. Berm out in left, and the 1-2 lined up third, just foul. Greg Brodzinski was trying to will it fair, but it was definitely foul. Not by much, but 6 or 8 inches, and the count 1-2 on Andrick Nava.
Yes, auxiliary umpire Greg Brodzinski was pointing fair all the way, but home plate umpire Warren Eubanks did not buy it.
Nice crowd today. Get into the summer in a couple of weeks. Here's a pop-up off third, foul. Lipscomb moving over, and it's out of play. When the wind blows, Tony, out towards right field, those pop-ups to third get blown back into fair territory. But today, blowing towards left field, so those pop-ups to third have no chance of staying in play, but popped up the other way, and it might. So another 1-2 is a breaking ball down and inside, blocked by Vega. And it evens the count on Andrick Nava at 2 balls and 2 strikes.
Second baseman Mejia playing him to pull in the hole. Big opening up the middle for Nava. If he just hits it to the right of second base,
yeah,
he'll be aboard.
A little bit yesterday, both teams had some big shifts on, as best as you can nowadays. Nava punches one the other way into left center field. That's driving and a base hit. De La Rosa over from center cuts it off. Nava on his way to second, charges in there, and he's in standing up with a two-base hit. He does the claws up back to the dugout, and he's in scoring position with one man away. And that was a good piece of hitting. That was on the outer half, another changeup, and he just went with it into left center. An opposite field double for Nava, who seemed to be finding his stroke at the plate. That'll bring up Marcus Lee saying the Claws have their second hit and a runner in scoring position.
His second double of the year, and this just his 14th game.
Yeah, only his 11th hit. Three of them have come in the last two games. Pitch inside, and a count 1-0 on Marcus Lee saying third straight lefty for the Blue Claws. They'll have right-handed hitting Casey Martin next, and then two more lefties, Pineda and Jared Carr. And two of the first three hitters, by the way, are also lefties. Line foul up third and out of play in the count 1-1. The only two right-handed hitters in the lineup today are Simmons and Martin. And when they faced tough lefties yesterday with Dustin Sines last weekend in Greensboro, when they faced Anthony Solomito, the lefty from Bishop Eustis, Brodzinski has done what he can, foul back into the screen, to try to sit in the lefties, but he's got so many. You know, you can only sit what you have. You know, right now they have 13 active position players, so they only have 4 bench spots. But when they face a righty, they load up with all these left-handed hitters. Still have Wilfredo Flores on the bench. 1-2, and another one, line foul down third, out of play. But like if Simmons needed a day off today, you could put Wilfredo Flores at second base and have 8 left-handed hitters in the lineup if you want to. It's just the way the roster is built. It's a nice advantage most of the time. You know, there are days when you probably have too many lefties in for what you want, but it's not much you can do about it. Another bouncer foul by Simmons up first. Now, if you're wondering, Luckum has held right-handed hitters to a .211 batting average this year, but lefties coming into the day were 9 out of 30, albeit a small sample size. It's still a little early in the year to draw conclusions from left-right splits. Here's the 1-2, and a high fly ball hit well deep out in the center. De La Rosa on the run, back to the wall, turns around, and it's gone! Marcus Lee saying up over the wall above the 400-foot sign. It's a 2-run homer, his 4th of the season, and the Blue Claws strike first. It's 2-0 Jersey Shore.
You don't see too many, no doubt about it, shots to dead center here in this ballpark, and that was pretty much just that. It cleared the wall. It cleared the chain link fence and into the bushes out in center field.
Yeah, you're right. Pretty much a no doubt about it blast for Marcus Lee Seng. And the Blue Claws take a 2-0 lead on a good pitcher in Kyle Luckum. Here's Casey Martin. Right-handed batter from Lenoke, Arkansas, takes a fastball strike for Lee Seng, his 22nd career home run for this year now. His last home run was on May 9th in Greensboro, and 11 last year. 0-1 pitch in the air, the right, pretty well hit. Wood drifting back toward the track. He's there, and in front of the track makes the catch to retire Martin for out number two.
Greg, here in this 29th inning of work, just the second home run given up all year by Luckum.
And his other homer allowed was in his last game from Stanley Consuegra of Brooklyn. Here's Leandro Pineda, the right fielder. Buck 98, three homers and 17 RBIs. And the first pitch is a little low. And the count, one ball, no strikes. Streaky year for Pineda. He went 3-for-6 on opening day, then 1-for-28. And he lines this one foul up third out of play. And then he had a pretty good stretch after that. And then he's pulled off a smidge. Just the ebbs and flows of a long season. And we're only about 6 weeks in. And that one shot up third and foul. And it's one ball and one strike. He is 6 for his last 39 coming into today. And calls time here before the 1-2 pitch. Jared Carr would be next. That home run, by the way, for Marcus Lee Seng, part of the Home Runs for Heroes program. And every home run the Blue Claws hit here in Shoretown, donation to military-based nonprofits from the Ocean First Foundation, as Pineda takes a breaking ball down and outside. And that evens the count at 2-2. So this home run, $1,000 each to both Chariot Riders, Inc. and Army Emergency Relief. Thanks to Marcus Lee Seng and Ocean First Foundation. Here's the 2-2, and that's on the inside corner. Got him looking on a fastball. Strike three, and the inning is over. But the Blue Claws strike first. A double by Nava and a two-run homer by Marcus Lee Seng. 2-0 Blue Claws as we head to the third on BallyLiveBlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, Goblet Toss. Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at BlueClaws.com/tickets. That's BlueClaws.com/tickets.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
2-0 Blue Claws as we head into the third on the home run by Marcus Lee Seng, his fourth of the season. And here's T.J. White. First pitch to him is a strike from Osterberg over the outside corner. And the count is 0-1. White hit his third home run of the year in the game on Tuesday off Carlos Betancourt. He's batting left-handed. He's a switch hitter. Bats right here against Osterberg. Takes outside. And it's one ball, one strike. He's in a .167. Those three home runs and 13 runs batted in. And Osterberg with a fastball down the middle, called strike, and it's 1-2. So White, Barley, and Mejia, 8-9-1. Wilmington has had a hit in each inning, but some good Blue Claws defense thus far. 1-2 is high. Casey Martin made a great play on a slow roller past the mound, threw out Jacob Young at home plate in the first inning, and then Martin Simmons turned a 6-4-3 double play in the second. 2-2, chopped down to third. Ward backhands a short hop. Nice play over to first in time, one down. Ward is sure-handed over there at third.
That was not an easy play.
No. Short hop backhand and made it look easy.
So far, Greg, Blue Claw's defense has really sparkled here tonight. Keep my fingers crossed now. Knock on wood. Didn't jinx him there.
Here's Jordy Barley. And the first pitch by Osterberg is a called strike. Backdoor breaking ball over the outside corner. And the count is nothing in one. Ward even with a bag at third. Wingrove the same at first. Fly ball hit well out of the center. Going back on it, Carr drifting to the track. He's there. Right in front of the warning track, Jared Carr makes the catch. And that is out number two. And Tony, that ball head out in the same direction as Lee Sanks. But, you know, you watch enough games, or you don't need to watch that many games. It just didn't have that same sound. And you just knew off the bat that while it might be going out pretty far, he didn't quite get all of it. So two away, top of the order now. Here's Eric Mejia, the rehabbing second baseman. He's technically on the AAA Rochester roster. You know, one thing over the years, you and I have been doing this for a while, before COVID and the year off and the shutdown, here's the 1-0, and that's a strike. I don't remember maybe any off the top of my head minor league rehab assignments that would come through here, and now you see them frequently. 1-1 inside and low, and the count 2-1. You know, in the old days, if you had a AAA player who was injured, he'd be in Florida. He'd play a few games in the Gulf Coast League. He'd play a few games at Clearwater. And he was just on the roster. And that went a little bit low in the count, 3-3. And then he would just rejoin whatever team it was. But you know, nowadays, they'll send them up the ladder. And you make a few different appearances at each level. Jace Vines, a right-handed reliever that the Phillies signed. He's on technically Lehigh Valley's injured list. And he's here. High pop. First base side, Wingrove coming down on the grass. Rick's in there, makes the one-handed catch, and that retires the side. Three scoreless for Matt Osterberg. We go to the bottom of the third, 2-0 Jersey Shore on Bally Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
You already live and breathe Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball. Now show everyone else how to do it. Blue Claws merchandise, hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more are available now in the Clawsco. Sport that new surfing Blue Claws logo or the boogie boarding crab if you like, or strike a pose with Jersey Shore Blue Claws themed outerwear, novelty items like pins, keychains, and more. It's all available 24 hours a day at blueclaws.com/shop. That's blueclaws.com/shop. Live like a Blue Claw.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Marcus Lee sang a two-run homer. Blue Claws a 2-0 lead as we go to the bottom of the third. Jared Carr, Nick Ward, and Kendall Simmons for the Blue Claws against the right-hander Kyle Luckup in inning number three. Carr at 253, two homers, 10 RBIs, and he'll lead things off. Blue Claws baseball brought to you by Charlie's Pizza, locations in Manchester, Tom's River, Lakewood, and a fourth right here at Shoretown Ballpark, which, by the way, is doing brisk business today as I look down right now. Charlie's Pizza, the official pizza of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
I don't know about Thirsty Thursday, but I bet the hot chocolate's doing well.
And that is a ball outside the car, 1-0. Yeah, the coffee? We have coffee somewhere in the stadium. I don't know where.
I know we have it.
No hot chocolate?
Mendoza's Colombian Cafe.
Can we order some?
I don't know if we have that. Here's a liner the other way by Carr, slicing away from Young on the run in the left field corner. Jumps up, and he can't get it, and it hops off the top of the left field wall. Carr goes to second. He'll stop there with a leadoff two-base hit. So an opposite field double for Jared Carr. Tony, we saw Nava with an opposite field double to left center, and Carr with an opposite field double, this one down the left field line. And he's in scoring position with nobody out here in the third.
Blue Claws with two doubles and a home run. Now among their four hits.
That makes Gore City coach Brock Stassi very happy. I was doing a before the game yesterday, there were about 200 high school students there that were doing a sport business class from three or four different high schools. Here's Nick Ward, who takes a curveball on the inside corner for a strike. And I was giving a little presentation to them, or a little speech to them, from down in the seats below. And one of the things I had mentioned was there were 119 players that had gone from the shore to the show, and one of them is here today, Brock Stassi.
Right.
And here's Nick Ward, and a curveball is low. It's one ball, one strike. So the Blue Claws, this is about 9:30, and there were a bunch of Blue Claws out in right field stretching and throwing, and I was hoping Brock would wave to the crowd, but I don't think he was actually in that group, unfortunately. Yeah. But Brock played for the Blue Claws back in 2012. And here's a liner up third foul. Now count 1-2. So Stassi and Matt Hockenberry are the two former Blue Claws that have coached for the Blue Claws, right? But there's also another member of the staff who didn't play for the Blue Claws, but he played against the Blue Claws. And that is assistant pitching coach Brady Lail, who is new to the Philly system. He retired from his playing career in November and was quickly hired by Philadelphia. And he works here under pitching coach Phil Condari. Here's the 1-2, breaking ball, fouled off. Ward stays alive in the count, one ball and two strikes. Brady's a great guy, 28, played in the Yankee system for a few years and had cups of coffee in the big leagues with a couple of different teams. But he was with the Charleston River Dogs in 2014. 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Ward chased one down in the dirt, strike three. And one away, second strikeout for Kyle Luckum. And we were talking the other day, and he said he remembered coming through here, but he didn't pitch here, right? So he was on a team with Luis Severino and Aaron Judge. And I remember that series. And the Blue Claws couldn't get Judge out. I remember that.
Yeah.
But I looked up, I pulled it up this morning. Here's Kendall Simmons, who takes a curveball high in the count, one ball, no strike. And he, Tony, not only did Brady pitch here, mm-hmm. but he got the win.
Wow.
But I guess it was an unmemorable win. He didn't remember it.
It's not on his trophy case. Yeah.
1-0 on Simmons, who takes a fastball right down the middle of the strike at 89 miles an hour. And the count is 1-1 on Kendall. Hit a broken bat base hit in the first inning, a little roller up third. That was just fair, and a single punch. This is one to the right field. That's dropping, and a base hit. Carr had to wait. Now the ball bobbled by the right fielder Wood, but no advance by Carr. He'll stay put at third. Carr had to wait to make sure that that ball would get through, and it did. So he only moves up one base, but it's another, Tony, opposite field hit for the Blue Claws. Three of their five hits have been hard hit balls the other way. Nava's double, Carr's double, and then Simmons' single. And here's Caleb Ricketts.
The teams do have hitters meetings and pitchers meetings and various conferences before each series. And maybe the scouting report here on Luckum was to go oppo on him.
Here's Ricketts now, first and third, one out, and a blooper foul off third. So, by the way, that series with Charleston, April 21st, 2nd, and 3rd against the Blue Claws here, 2014. Aaron Judge, 2-for-2, two walks, 2-for-3 with a walk, and 3-for-5 with another walk.
Well, they got him out a couple of times.
Oh, and one on Ricketts. Simmons off first, they throw over, and he dives back in. Luis Severino pitched the first game. He threw 5 2/3 scoreless innings, struck out 8. and Mark Leiter Jr. pitched that game for the Blue Claws. One run in six innings, and neither factored in the decision. And then Brady Lowe pitched the third game. Ricketts fouls one off again behind the plate, and the count is nothing and two. So 0-2 here on Ricketts. That 2014 team was managed by, of course, the one and only Greg Lynn, one of the all-time good guys. Runner goes, pitches, lifted, foul off, third out of play. Still 0-2 on Ricketts. So Carr at third, Simmons at first with one out in the bottom of the third, and the Blue Claws have a 2-0 lead. One other thing, Tony, on this trip down memory lane. Have you noticed Mark Leiter Jr. this year? He's with the Cubs, who are in town now with the Chicago. Right. They'll play the Phillies tomorrow. He's allowed four runs in 18 innings with 28 strikeouts. Good for Mark. Breaking ball, good eye. Ricketts takes it inside of the count, 1-2. Mark, of course, played at Toms River High School North, which is 6 miles right down the road on New Hampshire Avenue. Might be old Freehold Road by that point, but 6 miles from this ballpark. He played for the Blue Claws in 2013 and 2014. And kind of, you know, an under-the-radar draft pick. You know, didn't overpower, but worked his way to the big leagues, had a nice career. That one down and inside, and the count 2-2. He's in his sixth big league season, and he didn't pitch in the big leagues between 2018 or he didn't pitch in the big leagues in 2019, 2020, or 2021, but got to the Cubs, and he's been up there the last 2 years and is having his best year this year. Just really cool to see. Great guy. 2-2 pitch. That's low. Simmons goes to second, and they do not throw. So that'll be a stolen base for Kendall. Simmons is first, and the Blue Claws have runners at second and third with one out. Now you can't make turn two, so we'll see if Wilmington brings the infield in. They trail 2-0 on the two-run homer by Marcus Lee Sang. And indeed, they do bring the infield in here. 3 balls and 2 strikes on Ricketts, and Rickson Wingrove is in the on-deck circle. So infield in, a 3-2 pitch. Chopper up the middle, that's through into center, and a base hit for Ricketts. Carr scores, Simmons coming around third, he'll score as well. The throw is into second, Simmons comes home standing up, and Ricketts is at first with a 2-run single. The Blue Claws have a 4-0 lead.
Well, I'll tell you, what I wanted to do there was make contact, either hit a fly ball or hit a ground ball that wasn't directly at an infielder. And he just chopped it over the mound, and there were open spaces behind second base. Ball rolls into center. Nice work out at the bat there by Ricketts and the Blue Claws.
Onyx Vega, the catcher, goes out to talk to Kyle Luckum, who had not allowed more than two earned runs in any start before last week. Gave up 4 last week against Brooklyn, 4 already in this game against Jersey Shore. And I'll tell you what, the Blue Claws in this game, Tony, they've had a lot of smart at bats.
Yes.
You know, just really careful is the wrong word, but patient and steady swings with 2 strikes.
Professional.
Driving the ball the other way. Yep. And Ricketts fouled off a few pitches. That was a tremendous at bat, and just chopped it up the middle for a base hit. Here's Wingrove, who takes a big rip, swing and a miss, and the count is nothing and one. And I'm sure Brock Stassi's got a big ear-to-ear grin in the dugout with the way his guys have swung the bat today. Already 6 hits. And the pitch inside to Rickson. And we count 2 balls. No, it's 1-1. It says 2-0 on the board, but it's 1-1. I got it. So those were RBIs 3 and 4, by the way, for Ricketts with the Blue Claws, and 25 and 6 on the season. Swing and a miss by Wingrove and a curveball. And the count is 1 ball and 2 strikes. On the 22-year-old, soon-to-be 23-year-old, Rickson Wingrove, who will turn 23 years old on Tuesday, May 23rd, which was the day last year that they promoted him here for the Blue Claws. And he lines this one towards short. Leaping is Barley, makes a great catch, steps, fires back to first, and they got him a double play. And Wingrove not happy, a little unlucky, lined it the opposite way at 106 miles an hour, 2 off the bat. And it turns into a 6-3 inning-ending double play. But not before the Blue Claws score twice more. They do it on 3 hits. There were no errors, and nobody left on. We've played 3, and the Blue Claws lead it 4-0. on BlueClaws.com, Bally Live, and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today. See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Top of the fourth, Blue Claws 4, and Wilmington nothing. Here's Tony.
All right, Greg. 24-year-old lefty Matt Osterberg set to face 2, 3, and 4 in the Wilmington lineup, and speedy James Young takes an 87-mile-an-hour fastball. And the next one on the way, swing and a miss. And it's 1-1 on Young. Young tripled in the first inning. And the 1-1 let-up is across for a strike. And it's 1-2. Young at 300 even. A homer, 15 runs, batted in, 16 steals. He's been caught once after that triple in the first inning. He was thrown out at home on a nice play by shortstop Casey Martin, fielding the ground ball by James Wood. Here's the 1-2 on Young. Swung on, belted foul, deep, but well fouled down the left field line, home run distance, but onto the concourse over the fire pits down there. The fire pits going strong on this 58 degree night. Probably a little cooler now. That was the pregame or game time temperature. This one is in the dirt, and it's 2-2. The Coleman, Wisconsin native Osterberg looking for his first win this year, his 5th in his career. He has a 4-0 lead, needs to hold that lead over the next 2 innings. There's a high fly ball, hit pretty well to left. Lee Sang back at the track, at the wall, in front of the fence, makes the play, 1-1. Young gave it a ride, and that wind is actually fortuitously died down a bit. It has been blowing out to left. And Lee Sang played it well, got in position in front of the wall to reel it in. 1-1, here is James Wood. Lefty on lefty, foul off to the left. Wood, the number one prospect in the Nationals organization, came over from San Diego in the Juan Soto deal last summer. Fastball crackles over the outside corner. At 89 miles an hour, 1-1. On Wood. Osterberg working quickly, deals beneath the knees. That one registers 94. Now, the scoreboard gun over the years here has been notoriously off the mark, slow by about 3 to 4 miles an hour. This year, however, Greg, it's more on target. Is that not the case? Count now is 1-2.
Yeah, it's definitely a better gun for sure.
So the readings you see, more accurate. Another dribbler foul off to the right. Those of you following on the video.
Well, on that time,
video.
You got no reading. It was 88.
One out, nobody on. The Next one is wide for a ball, and the count is even on Wood at two balls and two strikes. Wood to be followed by cleanup hitter Trey Lipscomb. 4-0 Jersey Shore, top four. Swinging a broken bat roller. That is foul just outside the third base bag down the line. But a foul ball. Wood, who is three-quarters of the way down the line to first, will come back. Blue Claws got two in the second on the Marcus Lee Sang home run, and two in the third on the two-run single up the middle by Caleb Ricketts. So Wood broke his bat on that, and Wood will get a new piece of wood as he digs in again from the left side. Infield and outfield straight away. The Ward at third is well off the line at third. And Martin is now stationed almost up the middle to the left of second. Here's the pitch. Takes a fastball high, and the count is full at three balls and two strikes. Wood has allowed two hits. He has struck out one. He has walked none. Did I say Wood? This is Osterberg. He deals, and there's a little dribbler foul up the first baseline. The count holds to three balls and two strikes on Wood. Blue Claws and Wilmington will be here all weekend as the six-game series continues here tomorrow night. Here's the 3-2. Swinging a chopper over the mound, but right at Martin, stationed near the bag. He's got it. Winds up. Pegs to first in time. Two down. Again, that was a matter of excellent scouting, playing in the correct position. If Martin is playing over in the hole towards short, that's a base hit through the middle, but he was playing almost directly to the left of second base. So two outs here is Lipscomb, the cleanup batter, and he struck out his first at bat. Osterberg wheels and deals, and it's low for a ball. One ball and no strikes on Lipscomb. He is hitting at 265, two homers and 16 runs batted in. These teams are tied in the loss column for third place in the SAO North coming in tonight, both with 16 defeats. Swing and a miss. Poured a 90-mile-an-hour fastball by him. One ball, one strike. Wilmington 18-16. The Blue Claws 15-16. Osterberg 1-1. The pitch, swing and a bounding ball to third. Gobbled up by Ward. He winds up, slings it across in time for the final out. So Matt Osterberg with a solid fourth inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. Bottom four coming up. Blue Claws lead at 4-0 on MLB TV and BlueClaws.com.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, and Goblet Toss. Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at BlueClaws.com/tickets. That's BlueClaws.com/tickets.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Bottom half of the fourth inning, Blue Claws will send up 5, 6, and 7 against right-hander Kyle Luckum. It'll be the suddenly sizzling Andrik Nava, Marcus Lee Sang, and Casey Martin. To face Luckham, and the pitch to the plate is swung on lofted to shallow left field, but it's hanging up for the left fielder, and Young makes the catch. And that's one down. Nava had doubled and scored. Back in the second on the home run by Marcus Lee Sang, who is stepping to the plate as we speak. Sang with a drive to dead center into the bushes out there. First time up, left-hand batter swings and loops it out to short. Takes a hop in front of the shortstop, who then guns to first, not in time. The shortstop Barley played back on that. A soft line drive. He didn't charge. He waited for the hop. Got it. He's got a good arm, but Sang has good speed, and he beats it out. That'll be an infield hit for Marcus Lee Sang. The Blue Claws 6. Check that, 7th hit of the evening. Here is Casey Martin, who flew out to right. His first at bat, swings and chops it foul down the third base line. Martin last year at this time was hitting below the Mendoza line at 185. It struck out 31 times. Tonight, as he steps to the plate, he is hitting 252 and has cut down on those strikeouts to 18. Has two home runs and 11 runs batted in for the Arkansas product. And over the first, not in time, goes Luckman, is diving back in, is Lee Sang. Marcus has 8 steals. He's been caught twice. And the 0-1 to Casey at the bat. Swings and hits it high to left field. Racing over toward the line is Young. In front of the wall, makes the play for out number 2. Casey just missed it. And Young about 2 steps in front of the fence in deep left. Retires Casey Martin. That's 2 down. Brings up Leandro Pineda, who took a called third strike as first at bat. Coming into the inning, Luckman has run 52 pitches, 36 for strikes. The pitch to Pineda, breaking ball across knee high, and it's nothing and one to Leandro, hitting at 196, 3 home runs and 17 runs batted in. The 20-year-old free agent signee back in 2019 swings and pulls it foul down past first, and the count is nothing and 2. 2 outs, a runner aboard, bottom half of inning number 4. Blue Claws out in front, 4-0. Looking to get back to the 500 mark. They're 15-16. The stretch, long pause, fastball wide, and it's 1-2 strikes. Marcus Lee Sang with his 8 steals, standing at first base. Will jog off a couple of strides. 1-2 on Pineda. Second baseman may hit deep in the hole at second. The pitch to the left-hand hitter is fouled away to the left, and the count holds at 1-2 strikes. The Philly Fanatic is here tonight. This is his first and only visit to Shoretown this year. It's also Thirsty Thursday, sponsored by 95.9 The Rat, W-R-A-T. The pitch home, low and away. And $2 Coors and Coors Lights. Cans available in the sandbar. His fire pits are roaring out in left field. Here's the pitch to the plate. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball got him. And Pineda fans for the second time. No runs a hit, no errors. And one left. Go to the fifth. Jersey Shore leads it 4-0 on Bally TV and MILB TV.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
You already live and breathe Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball. Now show everyone else how to do it. Blue Claws merchandise, hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more available now in the Clawsco. Sport that new surfing Blue Claws logo or the boogie boarding crab if you like, or strike a pose with Jersey Shore Blue Claws themed outerwear, novelty items like pins, keychains, and more. It's all available 24 hours a day at blueclaws.com/shop. That's blueclaws.com/shop. Live like a Blue Claw.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health with the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Alongside the voice of the Blue Claws, Greg Tamberisi, Tony Graham with you. Welcome back to Shoretown. Blue Claws take a 4-0 lead behind lefty Matt Osterberg to the top of the fifth inning. He will face 5, 6, and 7. Will Frizzell, left-hand batter against the lefty Osterberg, and a fastball crackles over the outside corner. It's no balls and one strike on Frizzell. He singled to left his first time up. That one misses, one ball and one strike on Frizzell. 286, no homers, one run batted in. That's just his third game, though. He was 2-for-7 with Wilmington. Takes wide for a ball. Frizzell is the designated hitter. And this one is bounced on the right side, flagged at second by Simmons, who plays on the Wingrove, and that's one down here in the top of the fifth. So Osterberg just a couple of outs away now from being eligible for his first win this year, the fifth in his career. He will face the catcher Onyx Vega in his 14th game. Hitting away 6-4-3 double play, takes a strike. That was his first at bat. Turned beautifully by Martin to Simmons to Wingrove back in the second. Fastball high for a ball. And it's one ball, one strike to Vega. 191, a homer, 7 runs batted in. The lefty to the right-hand hitting catcher is low for a ball. It's 2 balls and 1 strike. In the bottom of the fifth, Blue Claws will have 9-1-2 due up. The offering to Vega is swung on, popped high in the air in the shallow right center. Long run for the right fielder closing ground, and making the running catch is Pineda for out number 2. So Osterberg setting him up and setting him down. Thus far, Blue Claws team-wise, the ERA coming in was 7th in the league at 4.65. Wilmington led the league, or leads the league, coming in at 3.51. Left-hand batting Jeremy De La Rosa takes it on the outside corner. It's no balls and one strike to De La Rosa. The pitch to the plate, swing and a miss, and it's nothing and two. De La Rosa, 255, a homer, and 8 runs batted in. Lefty on lefty. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball. Strike 3. And a really sparkling 5 innings tonight for lefty Matt Osterberg. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left. Blue Claws batting bottom 5. They lead it 4-0 on Valley Live and BlueClaws.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding.
So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
They go to the bottom of the fifth. It'll be 9-1-2 for Jersey Shore. Nick Ward. I'm sorry. It's not Nick Ward. It'll be Jared Carr, Nick Ward, and Kendall Simmons for the Blue Claws here in the bottom of inning number 5. 4 runs, 7 hits, no errors for Jersey Shore. 0-2-0 for Wilmington. Right-hander Nick Luckman came into the ballgame tonight with a 2.33 ERA. And the Blue Claws have touched him up for 4 runs and 7 hits, including a 2-run Marcus Lee Sang home run. Jared Carr doubled his first time up. He bangs it foul down the first base line. Does Jared, the West Virginia native, 22 years old, is Carr. Hitting a 261, 2 homers, and 10 runs batted in. So this inning, we are going to give a shout-out to friends and family of Caleb Ricketts, fouled off to the left. Whether Ricketts bats or not, hopefully he will, we can definitely tie it in because at some point he will be in the on-deck circle.
So. That's true. And by the way, we should mention.
And Ward fouls it again.
That there's no action in the Blue Claws bullpen, so Matt Osterberg, who's only thrown 66 pitches, 44 of which have been strikes, will stay in, as he should, will stay in and pitch the sixth.
Yeah, this will be certainly his longest outing of this season, maybe in his career.
Yeah, we'll his longest outing of the season was 5, right, which he did on April 25th here against Brooklyn. The longest outing by a Blue Claw this year, we'll tell you after this pitch.
The 1-2 offering is swung on, tap softly to the mound. Luckum has it underhands to first, and Carr is out.
Is 5, which has happened 6 times, most recently by Jordan Fowler last week. Fowler will pitch tomorrow. So Osterberg will, assuming he gets it out, the longest outing by a Blue Claws pitcher so far this season. His longest outing last year.
Here is Nick Ward, the leadoff batter, left-hand hitter, takes low for ball one.
Was only 4, and he did pitch 5 innings once in 2021, so this matches the longest outing of his career.
And the 1-0 to Nick. Takes it on the outside corner, 1 ball and 1 strike on Ward. Kendall Simmons will be next. One out, nobody on, bottom 5. 4-0 Jersey Shore. Here's the 1-1. Ward takes strike 2 called over the outside corner. And it's 1 ball and 2 strikes to the Jersey Shore leadoff hitter. 27-year-old. One-time property of the Oakland A's. The pitch to him. That's low and inside. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Luckum came in tonight with that 2.33 ERA on the week, hitting 2.36 against him. And the right-hander rocks into motion and delivers. Swinging a high pop fly foul, left side of the diamond. Third baseman giving it a look, and running out of room is Lipscomb and Ward, who had hustled all the way down to first base, will come back. Tomorrow night, Friday, is Marvel Superhero Night, and the Black Panther will be here for a special appearance as well.
I think it's just Black Panther.
Right.
Not the Black Panther.
There were not many Black Panthers running around the field. At least we hope not. If there are, you've got to scurry for cover. Here's the 2-2. Ward takes high for ball three. And we'll have food and drink specials as well. Plus, the Blue Claws will be wearing special Black Panther-inspired jerseys.
Do you want to know what some of the food and drink specials are?
Absolutely. But first, the 3-2 pitch swung on, pop fly, foul. Well, that's going to be fair off third. And running now in the foul ground is a shortstop, Barley, who makes the play two down. Greg, before we do that,
yeah,
you better, in case he doesn't bat, we got to do the shout-out. Kendall Simmons is batting. We want to do the shout-out, though, for Caleb Ricketts' folks, his parents, David and Jody, and brother Ben, following the action, watching it out in California. So hi to them from Caleb, who is swishing the bat right now in the on-deck circle. Hopefully he will get a chance this inning. But hi to Mom and Dad, David and Jody, and brother Ben from Caleb here in Lakewood. And he will bat because Simmons has been hit by a pitch.
And is now on base for a third time. Megan Flaherty, the trainer, comes out to make sure Simmons is okay. Hit him right on the hand or the wrist. And Megan walks up to first base with Simmons. And, he looked okay. Now he bends over. Now he back up. Looks like he'll be fine to stay in the game. So, Tony, we have tomorrow the All-American Hero Cheesesteak.
Oh, boy.
The Super Soldier Sundae. The Super Powered Slushy. The Atomic Punch.
Oh, my.
Which is rum, pineapple juice, orange juice, and grenadine.
I might have to pass on that. Go ahead.
The Asgardian, vodka, blue curacao, lemonade, grenadine, and Sprite. The Thunder Burger, cheddar cheese, bacon, lettuce, tomato, red onion. Cosmic Tenders and Fries.
Wow.
And the Mighty Cheeseburger. Admittedly, I don't know what makes it mighty. But that's all on hand tomorrow.
When can I get in line? Caleb Ricketts is at the plate, and Simmons falls down as he tries to steal second, and the catcher that lost the ball, is, I think he fumbled it away as he tried to get it back to the mound, and it'll be a stolen base for Simmons, who fell down between first and second, and I don't know if Vega...
Not only fell down, he face-planted.
If Vega didn't see him, or no. Just dropped it trying to throw it.
No, I think it slipped out of his hand when he threw it. Simmons had gotten back up,
right.
And then the throw was just muffed.
So runner in scoring position, and the pitch to Wingrove is skied off first, foul ground. First baseman has a beat on it and makes the catch. Does White, and the side is retired. As Ricketts fouls out. He did have a big hit in this ballgame, the two-run single back in the third. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left. Greg has everything for you in the sixth. At the end of five, Blue Claws up 4-0 on Valley Live at MILB.TV.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, Goblet Toss. Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends. Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Philly Fanatic on hand tonight. Great skit there between innings with Buster. He's wearing this bright green shirt with a floral pattern. I gotta get one of those, Tony.
It'll look good.
Yeah, Memorial Day's coming up. It's summer. Floral shirt season. I guess it's always floral shirt season, except today when it's 56 degrees. Here's TJ White. First pitch by Matt Osterberg is in there for a called strike, and we're underway in the sixth. Blue Claws 4 and the Blue Rocks nothing. Osterberg in the sixth inning for the first time in his professional career as a starter, and Caleb Ricketts heads out for a quick mound visit, and Osterberg has allowed 2 hits, no runs, no walks, with a pair of strikeouts, and this the longest outing of both his career and the season for a Blue Claws pitcher.
Greg, the out-of-town Phillies affiliate scoreboard is brought to you by Insurance Office of America, where IOA insures business here in our area for property, general liability, business, auto, workers' comp, and employee benefits. For a personal service, call and ask for Larry DePalma, 732-751-2900. Start the scoreboard here. Clearwater winning again. Thrashers 26-9 and a 6-game lead in the FSL West, Florida State League. 6-2 in the top of the fifth at Clearwater.
T.J. White takes low, a ball and a strike.
19-year-old shortstop Brian Rincon, who belted a walk-off homer last night in the ninth inning.
Swing and a miss by White.
Has homered again today, his fourth. Redding is...
Actually, you got one more there. Justin Crawford is 3 hits, Tony. He's up to 337. Here's a blooper into shallow right. Pineda coming on, and he's there. Makes a shoulder-high catch with one hand, one away.
Yeah, Crawford came out of the game the other day and then missed last night, but for whatever reason, never did get the exact cause of that, but he's back in there tonight, and he's hitting over 300.
That's 12 in a row, by the way, for Osterberg.
I got a hunch he's going to be here at some point, maybe late this season.
Last couple
of weeks, something like that.
Like when Ricketts and Orion Kirkering got off to great starts, you kind of knew they were going to be here quick, but they're older and college guys. Swing and miss by Barley in the count, nothing and one. Crawford and Marion Boyd and some others could be here, but it won't be for a few months.
Redding got 2 in the first, but now trails at Somerset by a score of 7-2-3. Carlos De La Cruz has a base hit in the ballgame. Former Blue Claw is hitting .284.
And a home run for Ethan Wilson,
who is
playing well.
Absolutely.
Hitting over 300. That was his sixth home run. How many did he hit last year? I'll tell you. How many do you think he hit last year with the Blue Claws? Breaking ball, lined up, third, foul.
Try to remember that. Maybe about 5 or 6 or 7.
Yeah, I would have said 6. It was 7.
And Lehigh Valley taking it on the chin here at Worcester. Lehigh Valley coming in 20-20, down 7-0 in the top of the fourth in Massachusetts.
0-2 pitch, broken bat, one hopper to short. Martin tries to play an in-between tricky hop, can't do it, and it's by him into left field. That'll be a base hit for Jordy Barley, and he's at first with one man out. Tricky play. You had the splinters of the bat heading in at least the general direction and eye line for Casey, and he tried to play a short hop swipe, and he couldn't get it. So a base hit for Barley. He's at first with one out for Eric Mejia, the second baseman. Greg, Blue Claws up 4-0. That was only the third hit for Wilmington.
Crawford with his 3-for-3 night is batting .337. So they've got some young talent and some very young and talented pitchers as well on that Clearwater ball club, which should be 27-9 after tonight.
Here's Eric Mejia. Runner goes, pitch high. Ricketts fires a strike low to second. Tagged by Simmons. Not in time. Kendall thought he had it, and then he fell back to the ground. Disappointed after the safe call from the base umpire, Jalen Goodman. And it's the 10th steal of the season for Jordy Barley. Ricketts threw out, and Blue Claws have action now in their bullpen in right field. Ricketts threw out base runners at second base and third base in his first inning as a Blue Claws catcher last Tuesday in Greensboro. Osterberg out of the stretch with a runner at second, and the pitch is hit in the air well up the gap in left center. That's trouble, and it's down for a base hit. In fact, it bangs off the bottom of the left center field wall. Barley scores. Mejia goes to second. He'll stop there. RBI double for Eric Mejia, and Blue Claws' lead is 4-1.
Well, that's the rehabbing big leaguer is Mejia. Has played recently 17 games with the Kansas City Royals.
Here's Phil Condari, the pitching coach, out to talk to Osterberg.
And now, of course, it's the property of the Nationals.
75 pitches for Osterberg, and here's an unfortunate sight. We love Megan Flaherty, the trainer, but you don't want to see her out there. So she's out there with Phil Condari, and they're talking to Osterberg, and it's just impossible to say what. It didn't look like he made any motions, and just a whole crowd of people in there. They're looking at I don't even know. But it doesn't appear to be too serious because Megan is heading back to the first base dugout with Phil Condari, the pitching coach. So Osterberg is fine, and he'll stay in the game. But Wilmington is on the board, and Sam Jacobsack is warming up in the bullpen. So the lead is 4-1. One out, runner at second. And here's Jacob Young, who has a triple and a flyout thus far today. So Osterberg, the left-hander, out of the stretch, and the pitch is low. And the count, one ball, no strikes.
And he's heading into the meat of the order now, 2, 3, and 4. Next in line for the Blue Rocks. Top of the six.
The lead is 3. And Osterberg peeks back at the runner at second. A curveball, that's on the outside corner for a called strike. Osterberg, of course, in line for the win, which would be his first of the season and fifth of his career if he can hold on. Obviously, he's pitched long enough to qualify for that. See if the Blue Claws can keep this 3-run lead. 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball bounced up third and fell behind Mario Lisson, the manager and third base coach for Wilmington, who had to follow 7 innings of yesterday's game from the clubhouse after he got thrown out arguing a call in the second inning, a fly ball to center. James Wood was deemed to have dropped.
I heard you discussing
when it
that.
Looked like he dropped it on the transfer. 1-2. And a grounder to the right side. Long run. Simmons dives after it, knocks it down, gets to his feet, and has no play. Well, he did well to keep it on the infield. That saved a run. But it is an infield base hit for Jacob Young, and it will bring James Wood, the aforementioned James Wood, to the plate as the tying run. Wood is hitless in 2 at-bats today. He does have 5 home runs on the season, and he was one of the key returnees to Washington in the Juan Soto trade last year. He's their number one prospect.
And a former number 2 second-round pick.
Yeah, that was of San Diego. Right, yeah, and then he came over in the Soto trade last year. He's from Rockville, Maryland, not that far from D.C. Fastball. And that's a little bit low. And the count, 1-1, no strikes. He's a left-handed batter, 6'6", 240 pounds. Went to IMG Academy in Florida. So first and third, 1 out, 4-1 Blue Claws. And that pitch is high, and the count 2-0. So here in the sixth inning, a 2-0 fastball or a 2-0 pitch coming to James Wood as the tying run. Wind is died down. It was out to left a little bit before, but not much right now. 2-0 from Osterberg. The pitch is outside, just missed ball three, and the count 3-0. And I think, if I had to guess, with a right-handed hitter and Lipscomb on deck, this is the last batter for Osterberg, no matter what. Jacob Sack ready in the pen. 3-0. Chopper softly to second. Simmons charges, has to avoid the runner. Field shovels off to first, not in time. And Wood, who runs well, legs out an infield base hit. With nobody on, Simmons makes that play, but with the runner on, he had to kind of slow up a smidge to avoid the oncoming base runner there, Jacob Young, and it cost him. Nothing Simmons could do about it, but it's an infield base hit, and that will do it for Osterberg, who pitched very well, but will leave after 5 1/3 innings, having allowed 2 runs, and he leaves 2 men on base. Sam Jacobsek will be the new pitcher for Jersey Shore, as Greg Brodzinski makes the Provident Bank call to the bullpen. Whether you want to save for retirement, a checking account with some robust benefits, or a custom loan for your small business, Provident Bank is committed to making it happen, and that's a commitment you can count on. Learn more at provident.bank. So Osterberg's day is over, and Sam Jacobsek is coming in for Jersey Shore. So for Matt, 5 1/3, career long. 2 runs so far. He's responsible for both runners, and he gave up 6 hits. 4 in this inning. No walks, and he struck out 2. So a very good outing. He can still get the win. He cannot get the loss. And Jacobsek has been part of a Blue Claws bullpen, Tony, that over the last month has been one of the best in the Sally League and in High A. If you go back, Jersey Shore started the season, if you remember, 2-8. And since April 19th, which was their 11th game of the season, played 21 games, and the bullpen has a 2.97 ERA, the second best mark in all of High A in that month. So they've been pitching very well. Jacobsek on the year, 8 2/3 innings, 3 hits, 4 runs, 4 walks, and he has struck out 10. And Jacobsek gave up 3 runs in his first three appearances of the season, and since then he's only allowed 1 earned run in his last 5 2/3 innings of work. Through last pitched at Greensboro on Friday and threw a 1-2-3 inning. So Jacobsek from Milton, Massachusetts, and Northeastern University, signed with the Phillies as an undrafted free agent in 2020, is the first reliever out of the bullpen tonight for Jersey Shore. He'll face Trey Lipscomb, a right-handed hitting third baseman.
And the cleanup hitter.
Yep, out of the University of Tennessee. It was 0-2 today. Jacobsek out of the stretch, and he spins, throws back to second, and just back safely is Jacob Young. They almost had him. Quick move there by Jacobsek, and they threw in behind with the second baseman Simmons coming over. So here's Lipscomb, who was a third-round pick of the Nationals last year. First pitch in the dirt, a slider knocked down by Ricketts, and they have the runner hung up. He throws to third, and back to second base gets Young. I think Ricketts thought Young was going to take off, and he scampered back to the bag as Ricketts threw to third, and Nick Ward had no chance.
Greg, you would think a double steal might be in order here for Wilmington. Young has 16 steals, and Wood has 5.
And Wood's excellent. Not being held on. He's got a huge lead, so it's up to Young. Pitches way outside, 2-0. Lipscomb's from Frederick, Maryland, which is 20 or so miles east of Hagerstown on Interstate 70. Blue Claws made many a trip out to Hagerstown, of course, and you drive right by Frederick, and you'd look off to the north of Interstate 70, just a few hundred yards, you'd see the stadium where the Keys play. That's outside. And the count 3-0 on Lipscomb. Frederick Keys, they were the Orioles' High A affiliate for a while, and now they're in the MLB Draft League. Named, of course, for Maryland native Francis Scott Key. 3-0 on Lipscomb, and he takes a fastball down the middle, a called strike, and on the count 3-1. Will Frizzell is on deck. So this game that the Blue Claws have led since the second inning has gotten a little skittish here in the sixth, with Wilmington having plated 2 runs. And the pitch is a slider, and it's low, ball four. So that will load the bases and bring up Will Frizzell, the designated hitter.
Jacob Sack holding opponents this year to a 103 batting average. That's his fifth walk now. He'll go with 10 strikeouts.
Hey, he's only given up three hits.
Right. But left-hand batter at the plate.
And now the go-ahead run is on first. So the bases are loaded here for Frizzell, a left-handed hitter with an open stance. And the first pitch, a slider, swing and a miss. Frizzell began the year with Double-A Harrisburg. Well, it was just 11 for 71 with 31 strikeouts. So they sent him back down to Wilmington. He had skipped over Wilmington initially, played last year at High A Fredericksburg, where he hit 377 in 34 games. Breaking ball, chopped behind the plate, foul, 0-2. Frizzell out of Texas A&M, and he was an eighth-round pick in the draft in 2021 by the Nationals. Blue Claws 4, Blue Rocks 2. Top half of the sixth inning in Shoretown. And Sam Jacobsack pitching with the bases loaded, 0-2. Another slider and hit him. And Jacobsack saying that Frizzell leaned in to that one, stuck his elbow up, but the plate umpire Warren Eubanks not having any of that, and now it's a 4-3 game. Bases, of course, remain loaded, and the batter will be Onyx Vega, the catcher.
Well, Vega hit into that 6-4-3 double play. His first at bat has flown out to right, and his second, that was against the starter Matt Osterberg. Blue Claws could use that 6-4-3 or something similar right now.
Pitch is low, and the count, one ball, another strike. I see what, just looking at the replay, I see what Jacob Sack was saying, but it wasn't blatant enough where you're going to get that call. Pitch was moving in that direction anyway toward the batter. Sliders, swing and a miss, and the count is 1-1. There was nobody throwing in the Wilmington bullpen, but there's some stirring down there now, perhaps because it's been a long half inning, and Luckum, starter's been sitting down there that whole time. And that went low, the count 2-1, been down to the dugout, and they might either have Luckum throw a few or just get somebody else up in case they deem that the break between innings is too long. Still only one out. 2-1 count on Onyx Vega. 4-3 Blue Claws. Fastball, low, ball three. Now the count 3-1. The last six Blue Rocks have reached base. Jacob Sack out of the stretch. Here's the 3-1, and it's a slider for a strike. Nice pitch. And the count is full at 3-2.
He'll probably throw another one here. That's his best pitch.
And it is a slider. It is fouled away off to the right and out of plate. And the count is full at 3-2. So another full count offering coming to Vega. Single, double, single, single, walk, hit, batsman. Three runs home for Wilmington. Nobody throwing in the Blue Claws pen. Another 3-2. Breaking ball hit in the air to center. Playable. Carr drifts back. It'll get a run in. Jared in medium depth center makes the catch. Wood scores. Lipscomb holds it second. The throw comes in to third. So a sacrifice fly from Onyx Vega and his eighth RBI of the season. And this game is now tied at 4. And it's a real shame, too, for Osterberg.
Yeah.
Who gets charged with all 4 runs. And leaves with a line that looks a little underwhelming, 4 runs in 5 1/3. But in reality, he pitched great and kind of ran out of steam a little bit there in the sixth. So first and second, 2 out, and here's De La Rosa, the 9th hitter of the inning for the Blue Rocks. Bats from the left side, he's 0-2. Runners got a huge jump going to third, and Ricketts' throw not nearly in time. He had no chance. Trey Lipscomb, he just did that on his own. Frizzell, the runner at first base, stays put there. Kind of a running start for Lipscomb, his fifth steal. Now Ricketts has to flash some defensive signals. with runners on the corners. 1-0 pitch inside. That almost hit him. And the count is 2-0. So Jacob Sack has faced three batters, a walk, a hit batsman, and a sack fly. And the 2-0 on the way. Chopper to first. Wingrove has it in fair ground. Steps on the base. He only fielded it about 6 inches off the bag. Three unassisted, and then retires the set. Four runs on 4 hits. No errors and two left. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. A new ball game tied at 4 on BallyLiveBlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
You already live and breathe Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball. Now show everyone else how to do it. Blue Claws merchandise, hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more available now in the Clawsco. Sport that new surfing Blue Claws logo or the boogie boarding crab if you like, or strike a pose with Jersey Shore Blue Claws themed outerwear, novelty items like pins, keychains, and more. It's all available 24 hours a day at BlueClaws.com/shop. That's BlueClaws.com/shop. Live like a Blue Claw.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
So a fresh ball game, 4-4, as we head into the bottom half of the sixth inning. And Rickson Wingrove is coming up to lead it off for Jersey Shore. Blue Claws will go to the bullpen in the seventh. And they have a right-hander throwing, Matt Russell. Wilmington has a lefty up in their pen, but their starter, Kyle Luckham, is back out for the sixth. Wingrove is hitless in two at-bats. Came into the day hitting .329 since beginning the season with just one hit in his first 20 ABs. Rickson leads the team with 6 home runs on the year, though all 6 of them have come away from home. The catcher, Onyx Vega, adjusting his right shin guard, so waiting for him. He's lucky they don't ding a ball for a pitch clock violation. No, I'm just kidding. But if you remember, the Phillies had to get permission from Bryce Harper to acknowledge the crowd in his first at bat when his first home game a couple of weeks ago. Here's Wingrove, first pitch outside and high. And the count, 1-0, no strike. So underway, bottom of the sixth, 4-run top of the sixth for Wilmington against Osterberger, threw 5 scoreless innings and then ran out of steam. Didn't get a lot of help after he left. Check swing, roller, foul up the third baseline of the count, 1-1. So Osterberg, 5 1/3, 6 hits, 4 runs, no walks, 2 strikeouts, but he pitched much better than it looks. 1-1 on Rickson, and the pitch, a breaking ball, pulled foul softly over to the right, and it's 1-2. Hendrick Navas on deck, who had the 4 RBIs yesterday, and then Marcus Lee Sang, who has 2 hits, including a 2-run home run tonight for the Blue Claws. So 1-2 on Wingrove, and time called as a ball gets loose down from the Wilmington bullpen down the line in left field. Russell had a really good trip. He had a game in Hickory where he threw 3 scoreless, got out of a bases loaded, nobody out jam in a tie game in the 8th inning. 1-2, swing and a miss. Wingrove chased one of the dirt, strike 3, blocked by Vega, who throws down at first for the out. Strikeout 2-3 on the putout, and there's one away. That's the 4th strikeout for Blue Rock starter Kyle Luckham. Here's Nava, switch hitter batting from the left side. 21-year-old from Venezuela. And And Luckum's first pitch is a breaking ball for a strike, nothing in one. Nava had a double in the second and scored on Lee Sang's homer. And it was a good piece hitting a double up the gap in left center. Just went with a two-strike pitch on the outside part of the plate. Curveball grounded back to the middle. The shortstop, Barley, had him played well. Fields behind the bag. Sidearms to first and plenty of time. Two men away. Blue Claws Baseball is brought to you by Shore Business Solutions. You may know how affordable printing has become and that digital documents can streamline your workflow, but you may not know that Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions is the partner you didn't know you had. Shore-biz.com. So here's Marcus Lee saying. And the pitch on the way, curveball, that's outside. The count 1-0. Casey Martin would be next. Two out, nobody on. Bottom of the sixth, we're tied at four. Wind has died down. Temperatures in the mid-50s. 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss. A changeup from Luckum, and it's one ball and one strike. So, Tony, this will be a battle of the bullpens. And the Blue Claws bullpen has pitched very well over the last few weeks. 1-1 is a changeup, driven foul down third out of play, 1-2. I imagine, well, I know we could, I don't know if we will, but we could see Orion Kirkering tonight. Hot arm just up from Clearwater. 1-2 pitch to Lee Sang. Fastball grounded back up the middle and a base hit into center. It's a three-hit game for Marcus Lee Sang. As De La Rosa plays it back in. Ninth multi-hit game and second three-hit game of the season for Marcus Lee Sang, who is 8-for-10 stealing bases, Tony, this season, and this would seem to be a good time to try that. He stole a base yesterday as 44 in his career. 8 this year, 18 last year with Clearwater. First pitch to Martin is lifted foul out first out of play, 0-1. Martin was in the box yesterday in the bottom of the eighth inning, 0-for-4 with an eight-game hitting streak on the line and ended up walking back to the dugout after Wilfredo Flores was thrown out stealing second. 0-1 on Casey. And the pitch is low, 2-0. Or 1-1, excuse me. Well, Martin's eight-game hitting streak was snapped yesterday. Kendall Simmons extended his hitting streak to 11 yesterday. And he extended it to 12 with a base hit in the first inning. And he is 2-for-2 and been on three times. Good lead for Lee Sang. We'll see if he goes on the 1-1. He is. Pitch has popped up over our heads. Fell out of play. Hope that doesn't damage the roof. Let's check in with Delta Contracting Services to find out. Visit DeltaRoofNJ.com because your roof is an asset worth protecting. That's DeltaRoofNJ.com. Well, 1-2. Still be a good time to try to go.
Sure.
Especially with two strikes. I wonder if that was a hit and run, by the way. We'll ask Bull tomorrow. Throw to first, and Marcus dives back in. What do you think?
I don't know. With two outs, sort of 50-50 on that. Could have been. That's 50-50.
Thank you. Runner not going. Pitch is low. And the count, two balls and two strikes.
Whereas a friend of mine likes to say, a definite maybe.
Yeah. Two-two, he's going. Breaking ball grounded to short. In the hole, tough play. Barley backhands off balance. Low throw, not in time. Martin safe. Lee Sang goes to third throw there. He's out.
Oh, my.
And the inning is over. So that'll be a base hit for Martin. And then Lee Sang is out going to third. And that'll be the final out of the inning. So you don't want to make the last out of the inning there, but the Blue Claws did. Put out goes 6-3-5. And the side retired. No runs, two hits, no errors, one left. Two of the seventh, tied at four on Bally Live at BlueClaws.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards.
When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Matt Russell takes over for Jersey Shore. We head into the top of the seventh inning, and we're all tied at 4. And the batter will be T.J. White, the first baseman, to lead things off. 8-9-1 against Russell. And the first pitch of the right-hander is a little bit low. And we'll count 1-0. Sam Jacobsack went 2/3 of an inning. No runs, no hits, a walk, a hit, batsman. And no strikeouts. So 4-4 game, pitch to White, is over but low, and the count 2-0. Russell from Missouri went to Missouri State, formerly Southwest Missouri State. Here's a high fly ball in the right field. Pineda back, he's got room 10 feet in front of the track, maybe a bit more than that, makes the grab and one away. On the air, 2-1, a 5.02 ERA, 14 1/3 innings, 17 hits. He's walked 6, and he has struck out 13. Last pitched on Sunday at Greensboro through a scoreless inning. And before that, on Wednesday of last week, and before that, maybe his best game of the year, May 4th in Hickory 2 weeks ago, threw 3 scoreless in a game the Blue Claws would win in 11, swing and a miss by Jordy Barley, and the count is 0-1. And that game, Tony, came into a tie game in the bottom of the 8th in Hickory. And Russell loaded the bases with nobody out, then got out of the jam. Here's a chopper up 3rd, and it goes foul. Count 0-2. Threw a scoreless night, and then stranded the inherited runner in the 10th, and the Blue Claws would win it in the 11th. Tremendous performance by Matt. 0-2 on Jordy Barley, and a weak swing, but he got a foul tip, and the count remains 0-2.
In his last 5 innings, he has allowed, I'm sorry, his last 5 appearances, has allowed 1 earned run.
With 8 strikeouts in 9 innings. Barley, the 9-hitter, is 1-for-2. He singled off of Osterberg to start that rally in the 6th, and he is late on a slider, kind of handcuffed a bit, fouls it back though. Count remains 0-2. So top of the 7th, 4 runs, 6 hits for Wilmington, 4 runs, 9 hits for the Blue Claws. Neither team has made an error. Russell, who was with the Blue Claws last year as primarily a starter, deals the 0-2, and that's a fastball, got him looking, strike 3. So backwards K, Russell's first strikeout of the afternoon, or the evening. 2 down for Eric Mejia. The strikeout brought to you by Manhattan Bagel. The best days begin at Manhattan Bagel. Stop by for bagels made fresh in store every day. The traditional New York way, boiled and baked with love. And here's Mejia, who's 1-for-3 with an RBI double. Doubled off Osterberg in the 6th. The only extra base hit of that rally last inning when they had 4 hits, and that's a swing and a miss, a change up, 0-1. Russell could easily go 2 innings if they want. I don't know if that's the plan. but former starter. Rickett sets up down and outside, and Russell rocks and deals a fastball outside, and it's 1-1. Matt will kind of mix up his delivery a little bit every now and then. Slight hesitations and different paces of his leg kick and drive through. It's not something that every pitcher can do, but it's something that he's always done and is comfortable with. 1-1 on Mejia, and he rolls one up for his foul, 1-2. Russell, of course, if you look at his game log from last year, one game against Aberdeen, he pitched 8 innings, but that was actually a game that was started in Aberdeen in April, finished in Lakewood in June, and he pitched 5 innings and then came in for himself when the game was resumed. Changeup is low, and the count is 2 balls, 2 strikes. Actually, I think he pitched 3 innings in Aberdeen, then the game was suspended, and then he kind of stayed in the game when it was resumed in Lakewood 6 weeks later. Swing and a miss. Pulled the string. Gets Mejia, and that retires the side. Nice inning by Matt Russell. 1-2-3. Frame of the pair of strikeouts. It's stretch time in Short Town. Tied at 4 on BallyLiveBlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk. Hoop shot, ring toss, balloon darts, cat rank, goblet toss. Play 9 holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank mini golf course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sandbar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at BlueClaws.com/tickets. That's BlueClaws.com/tickets.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart. You may...
7th inning stretch here at Short Town Ballpark. We're tied at 4, and Wilmington will go to the bullpen, bringing on left-hander Daniel Diaz for starter Kyle Luckham. So 4-4 game. 7th inning stretch is brought to you by Jag One Physical Therapy. They're proud to serve as your trusted in-network resource for physical and occupational therapy services. With over 13 convenient locations throughout Ocean and Monmouth counties, our friends at Jag One Physical Therapy are fully committed to helping you get back to the life you love. For more information or to make an appointment, visit jag1pt.com. Kyle Luckham will not factor in the decision. He went 6 innings, allowed 9 hits, 4 runs, all earned, no walks, and he struck out 4. And Daniel Diaz is the new pitcher here for Wilmington. Diaz is a left-hander from San Bernardino. Check that. Daniel Diaz, my mistake, is a left-hander from Cuba, 26 years of age, who is making his first trip through the minors. 13 and a third innings, 10 hits, 5 earned runs, 12 walks, 21 strikeouts with Wilmington this year. He just signed with the Nationals in September. So he comes on in a tie game, bottom of the 7th, and Leandro Pineda will lead things off. First pitch is high, 1-0. Through 2 perfect innings with a pair of strikeouts against Brooklyn in his last appearance on Friday. That fastball was 91 miles an hour. Fastball, swing and a miss. Pineda lead on that heater, and the count is even at 1-1. Penitivan, Carr, and then Nick Ward for the Blue Claws. And this, Tony, is where things can get a little tough as Pineda fouls one back into the screen. We told you before that this Jersey Shore lineup today has seven left-handed hitters in it, and that's fine against the right-handed starter, and then you get a solid left-handed pitcher here at the end of a game, and it can be tough. Now, Diaz has only faced 14 and 5 for 14. It's not a relevant sample. You have a lot of lefty on lefty, including all three to bat in this inning. Here's the 1-2. Breaking ball, bouncer to first, and that stays fair for White. Steps on the base, and there's one away. One up and one down here in the seventh, and that'll bring up the center fielder, Jared Carr. We speculated that Matt Russell might stay on for the Blue Claws and pitch the eighth, and that's exactly what he'll do. Nobody throwing in the bullpen for Jersey Shore. Clearwater has a 6-3 lead there of the seventh inning stretch against Bradenton tonight down in Clearwater at BayCare Ballpark. First pitch to Carr, that's outside. And the count, one ball, no strikes.
Going for their 15th consecutive home field victory.
Well, 1-0 on Carr. And that one is in there for a called strike. And the count, 1-1. Carr doubled in the third and then grounded out to the pitcher. Luckum in the fifth inning. Left-handed hitter from West Virginia. Swing and a miss. A fastball, and the count is 1-2.
Blue Claws has a team against left-hand pitching, hitting a 212.
Philly Fanatic is dancing on the first base dugout. Breaking ball, that's outside. And the count is 2-2.
Carr is 3-for-12 against lefties.
Yeah, it's still too early, I think. And Carr takes that one way outside. And the count, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Buster down there, too, with the Fanatic. Making his only visit to Shoretown this year. 3 balls, 2 strikes, and the pitch on the way. Check swing, and it's fouled back into the screen. And the count remains full at 3-2.
Normally, the Blue Claws would probably have right-hand batting Hao Yu Lee in the lineup, but he's out getting his knee checked on.
3-2 pitch, driven deep down the left field line, but slicing foul, and that's out of play. Ends up on the grass berm. As we look up there, Tony, down that left field line, all 12 fire pits are going and going strong.
Can we get one in here? Probably
wouldn't
work.
I think there's enough room. to be quite honest with you. Four game, bottom half of the seventh. 3-2 to Carr. Breaking ball. Got him. Looking strike three. Well, Carr thought, and I thought, that pitch was going to be high and inside, and then the bottom just fell out. Drops over the inside corner. Nasty breaking ball by Diaz for out number two. Danelle Diaz striking out Carr looking. Here's Nick Ward, who's 0 for 3. In the eighth, Wilmington will have 2-3-4, by the way, and Ward turns from that breaking ball that almost came back over the plate but missed inside, and have a count 1-0 on Nick. Slightly open stance from the left side for Ward, the Kennett Square native, another curveball, catches the outside corner, and it's 1-1. Ward, a huge Eagles fan, was in Australia for their playoff run. But woke up early, watched every game. 1-1 pitch, curveball outside. And the count is 2 balls and a strike on Ward. Kendall Simmons is on deck, who's been on base 3 times. Two men away, and Ward takes outside. And now Nick ahead of the count, 3-1. So 3 balls, 1 strike on Ward. who does have power, five homers on the season, second on the Blue Claws to Rickson Wingrove. And a 3-1 is taken low, good eye, and ball four. So that is the 24th walk for Ward already this year in 127 plate appearances. And he's at first with two out for Kendall Simmons. The walk brought to you by P.C. Richardson for appliances, TVs, electronics, and mattresses. Get to P.C. Richardson. Friendly and knowledgeable sales team, next day delivery, and the guaranteed lowest prices. P.C. Richardson, the company you can trust since 1909. Here's Simmons, who's 2-for-2. He's also been hit by a pitch. And now the catcher, Onyx Vega, will head out to the mound. Ward will run. He's 8-for-8 stealing bases. But remember, you do have a left-handed pitcher up at the on the mound right now. So.
And you do have a right-handed power bat at the plate in Kendall Simmons. But we'll see. And now we have, first of all, there's no action in the Wilmington bullpen, but we do have a stoppage of play here.
I think he couldn't see the signs because they're going to paint the fingers of the catcher, Onyx Vega. The Wilmington trainer is out there, Kirby Kraft, with the manager, Mario Lissen. I thought our lighting here in Shoretown was sufficient.
He's shaking his hand.
Yes, not.
Shaking his hand off as though he had a finger problem. I don't know.
Could be. I thought they. Yeah, the trainer came out. It was pretty quick. They looked like they knew what they were doing. Well, maybe you're right. Either way, here's Simmons. First pitch to him as Ward, the go-ahead run, leads off first. And fastball is inside of the count, 1-1, no strikes. Simmons 2-for-2. He's up to 362. Kind of, I don't want to. Is it a quiet 362?
Yeah, really.
Kind of. But he's been great. Four homers, and he's hit safely now in 12 straight games. And he fouls this one back into the screen. And the count, 1-1, 1-strike.
Kendall had a rip there at a fastball. Found it straight back.
Caleb Ricketts, who has a two-run single tonight, is on deck. 4-4, bottom seven. A game the Blue Claws led 4-0, but Wilmington scored four times in the sixth inning. Ward leads off first, 1-1 pitch outside a fastball. And it's 2-1. 91 on the Hawkeye.
The left-hand batting Caleb Ricketts,
you know, be cool
on deck.
Simmons hit a home run and somebody got the picture with the Fanatic like weight pointing on the dugout like JT Realmuto last year against San Diego. Throw to first, and back standing is Ward. Ever see that picture? It was an NLCS game in Philly, and Realmuto hit a home run, and he's watching the ball, and they have it from the third base dugout side, and the Fanatics are standing out there looking up and pointing. Amazing photo. 2-1, curveball, that almost hit him, and it misses inside for ball three.
Fanatic doing his thing there atop the Blue Claws first base dugout.
And the crowd responding to him. At least the little kids are. 3-1 on Kendall. Go ahead, run it first. Breaking ball inside, ball four. And the inning will go to Ricketts. So back-to-back walks, and the Blue Claws have runners at first and second now with two down for the Newport Beach, California native Caleb Ricketts in his second week with the Blue Claws. And here comes Mark DeFelice, the pitching coach, out to the mound. Blue Claws baseball brought to you by Camping World. Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Great deals and a wide variety of selection. A wide selection of RVs as part of America's top RV network, Camping World on Route 9 in Lakewood, or at campingworld.com.
Well, big spot here now for Caleb, who is the number 26 prospect in the Philly system, according to the MILB pipeline here. First and second, two away. Blue Claws fighting to get back to the 500 level here to 15-16. Here's Ricketts, who had that outstanding season at the University of San Diego as a senior.
For what it's worth, Ricketts with Clearwater before his promotion was 10 for 24 against left-handed pitchers like he faces here. Curveball low, blocked by Vega. And the count 1-0, and now Wilmington has to get somebody up in their bullpen down the line and left.
And that aforementioned senior year after which he was drafted for San Diego, hit 373 with 16 home runs.
1-0 on Ricketts. 4-4 game, bottom of the seventh. Ward leads off second. Simmons leads off first. Good speed on the bases. And the umpire is signaling to have the pitch clock reset, which it is. 1-0 the count. Here's the pitch. Fastball down and outside. Ball two. And suddenly, Denell Diaz has lost the zone. Back-to-back walks and a 2-0 count here on the Blue Claws left-handed swinging catcher. Diaz has thrown 24 pitches in this inning and only 10 strikes. 2-0. Fastball inside and low. Ball three.
Caleb tonight grounded out. Two-run single. The center in the third and popped out.
And Rickson Wingrove is on deck. Ricketts awaiting the 3-0. See if he has the green light. Takes it all the way and low ball for it. It was a ball anyway. I'm sure he probably was taking all the way there after the back-to-back walks. So three straight walks, load up the bases, and here's Rickson with a chance to give Jersey Shore the lead.
Now, Ricketts had a very disciplined at bat. He did not chase anything away, and then he took two other relatively close pitches.
Yeah, I mean, at some point, you got to make the guy throw a strike.
Right.
And
let's see.
That remains the case.
Yeah.
Here's Wingrove after three consecutive walks, have loaded up the bases in this 4-4 game, and Wingrove is not going to face Denell Diaz. Here comes the manager, Mario Lisson, and they're going to bring in a right-hander.
How about that?
So the left-right thing, a little, it's surprising, sort of, but if Diaz can't throw the ball over the plate, what's the point what's the point of following the left, the left-right side with two?
Long conference out here. They haven't signaled out there yet.
Yeah, but they already had a visit.
Did they? Yeah, okay.
And
yeah,
there's the call of the pen. Yeah. Mark DeFelice, the pitching coach, went out after Simmons at bat. So, yeah, that. You had to make that switch.
Right.
So, bases are loaded with two out for Wingrove, and he will face Todd Peterson, a 6'5 right-hander, 25 years of age from St. Petersburg, Florida. So, Diaz goes two-thirds of an inning, no hits, three walks, and one strikeout. And here's Peterson. Meanwhile, in the dugout is Blue Claws pitcher Matt Russell, who had an easy top half of the inning. He'll pitch the eighth, waiting it out. Hopefully for him, when he takes the mound, the Blue Claws will have the lead. Call to the bullpen brought to you by Provident Bank. With Provident Bank mobile banking, you can bank wherever and whenever you want. Deposit checks on the couch, pay bills in the train, transfer money on the go. No trip to the branch is necessary. Learn more at provident.bank. Peterson in 11 games with Wilmington this year, 15 innings, he's allowed 20 hits, 9 earned runs, he's walked 8, and he has struck out 13. He's allowed 11 career homers in 106 innings, and was originally drafted in 2017 by the Nationals out of LSU. He pitched last year in low A Fredericksburg at a 5.09 ERA in 17 and two-thirds innings. And he'll face Rickson Wingrove here, who does have a Blue Claws team leading 6 home runs on the season, 35 career homers. But all he needs, Tony, is a single.
It's just a little base hit. The league this year, off Peterson hitting .328, has allowed one home run in those 15 innings. But you're right, just need some way. Somehow, we get Nick Ward home from third base.
So three straight walks have loaded the bases. Here's Wingrove. Two out, bases loaded, tie game, bottom of the seventh. First pitch is foul back, a fastball under the screen. And the count is no balls and one strike.
Got his first ball fastball there.
92 miles an hour. And shot it straight back. Wingrove 0 for 3, but in the third inning, he hit a laser to the shortstop, Jordy Barley, who made a leaping catch, turned into a double play. So Peterson, a long hold. Clock is at 2-1. Got it off, and it's outside and low for a ball. And the count 1-1.
Just for basketball, you'd say he got it off at the buzzer.
He did. It's, you know, usually it's like a... It's not like a shot clock violation. Yeah, yeah. You kind of get like a half, you know, like a breath when it runs out. I haven't seen too many violations. That's down and inside. Fastball 2-1. I think by now everybody's used to it and everybody likes it. Well, I shouldn't say that. Right. Most people like it. 92 on that fastball from Peterson. So, two balls, a strike here on Rixon. Base hit would make a nice birthday present for himself. He'll turn 23 years old on Tuesday. 2-1 count. Here it comes. Outside, ball 3. And the count 3-1. The Blue Claws are a pitch away from taking the lead in this inning without a hit. In fact, the only ball put in play, Pineda hit a soft grounder to first. Ground out, strikeout, and then 3 walks. And now Wingrove ahead of the count. 3 balls and a strike. Bases are loaded. Here's the pitch. Fastball pulled on the ground. Foul up first. And it rolls into the Jersey Shore bullpen. So 3-2, two out, and you can start the merry-go-round. Ward from third, Simmons from second, and Caleb Ricketts from first. 3-2, the count here on Rixon Wingrove. And now time is called by the Aussie. Like he just wanted to make Peterson think a little bit. Before this 3-2, Peterson has to throw a strike. If he doesn't, that'll give the Blue Claws the lead. 4-4 game, bottom 7. 3-2 pitch, fastball, low, ball 4. Good eye by Wingrove. He started the trigger and pulled it back. Takes ball 4. Ward comes in to score, and on 4 consecutive walks, the Blue Claws have the lead. It's 5-4.
Greg, two very disciplined at bats. In clutch situations by Ricketts, a left-hand batter, didn't chase anything away. And Wingrove also didn't chase anything off the plate. And that pitch was definitely low. As you said, he was tempted a little bit, but held back in plenty of time.
Now you get greedy as Nava swings and misses over a breaking ball. That would have been ball 1. And the count nothing in 1. Because now a base hit, and now you have breathing room going into the last 2 innings of the game.
No action in the Blue Claws pen.
Yeah, Russell had a 1-2-3 top of the inning, but that was like half an hour ago. 0-1 to Nava. Line drive sharply hit in the right, but right at Wood. A step to his left, reaches up, and he almost came in too far, but the 6-5 Wood reaches up to make the grab and retire the side. So the Blue Claws get 1 run. They do it on no hits. There were no errors. There were 4 walks and 3 left. We go to the 8th, 5-4, Jersey Shore. Bally Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
You already live and breathe Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball. Now show everyone else how to do it. Blue Claws merchandise, hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more are available now in the Clawsco. Sport that new surfing Blue Claws logo or the boogie boarding crab if you like, or strike a pose with Jersey Shore Blue Claws themed outerwear, novelty items like pins, keychains, and more. It's all available 24 hours a day at BlueClaws.com/shop. That's BlueClaws.com/shop. Live like a Blue Claw.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live,
the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today. See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join, and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022. Thanks to
Petey Young, who's 16 for 17 in stolen bases this year out. Now he faces a number three hitter, and again, the Nationals' top prospect.
What do you think?
James Wood, left-hand batter.
And now the two umpires are getting together. I couldn't possibly venture a guess as to what they're discussing. So, Tony, what do you think here? Two outs for Russell and then Kirkering for the ninth? That would be my plan if I were Greg Bronczynski and Phil Condari. Now, what do you think they're talking about?
I honestly have no idea.
What could it be?
Now they're walking over to the Jersey Shore dugout.
This can't be good. You never want to be the... You never want to be the manager who gets talked to first after an umpire conference, right? Greg Bronczynski, I can't say he seems enthused by the matter. But I don't know what the matter is. What are they talking about?
Well, Young grounded out to second to begin the inning. The umpire's conferring again. Bronczynski backing off toward his own dugout, turns around and faces the dugout as he walks back. If it was something to do with
the last play,
now they're going to summon the Wilmington manager out, I think. Right. Well, they're going to. They're not. So they're not. He was stationed at third base, so they're walking.
Jalen Goodman,
him.
The base umpire, is talking to James Wood, the batter. Warren Eubanks, the plate umpire, is now talking to Mario Lisson, the Wilmington manager. To the best of my knowledge, all the lights are working. Can't be that.
The first base coach is just having a chat with Wingrove and Simmons down there. The Wilmington first base coach now the. Base umpire jogging back to his position.
I think we're going to play. How do you like that?
Gee, I hope so. Well, we'll have to find out. We shall report tomorrow what that discussion was all about.
Honestly, I have no idea. Right? First pitch coming to James Wood. With one out, and here it is. Swinging a foul ball back into the screen. Nothing at one. So to reset the situation, one out, nobody on, top of the eighth. Jersey Shore leads it 5-4. Blue Claws just took the lead in the bottom of the seventh inning on four consecutive two-out walks. The last one to Rickson Wingrove. Change up and a strike. Mm. And count is 0-2. They put a ball on the board, but he called it a strike. I don't think it was. But that's what he called it. And 0-2 on Wood. Pitch by Russell. Change up. Swing and a miss. He got him. Strike three. Two down. Third strikeout for Matt Russell. Two up. Two down. Here in the eighth. And that'll bring up Trey Lipscomb, the third baseman, who's 0-2. Lipscomb, the tying run. Has two home runs on this season. 5-4 Blue Claws, top eight. And the pitch on the way on the outside corner zipped over from Russell, and the count is nothing and one.
The cleanup hitter for Wilmington is struck out, grounded out, and walked.
That was 94 miles an hour, by the way, from Matt. Change up, foul back, 0-2. And time called by the batter, Lipscomb. I think this reliever role has suited Russell well. Same thing for Jordy Martinez, who was a starter last year. And you know, when you're pitching in short bursts, you kind of let it rip a little bit. Sometimes it really does positively impact the stump. 0-2 pitch. Foul ball, first base side. And the count is still 1-2. Yeah, all right, so we got a report.
We do.
Yeah,
okay.
Sources indicate it was a bat issue for Wood. No pun intended. And the 0-2 pitch is low. Get it? Wood.
I do get that, yes.
One ball, two strikes on Lipscomb. Russell thought he had it. Just a touch low. And it's one ball, two strikes. Russell's retired all five, looking for six in a row. The 1-2 pitch. Swinging a grounder up the middle. Martin, long run to his left. Gets a hop near the bag. Throws the first in time. He gets Lipscomb in the side here in the eighth. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left. We go to the bottom of the eighth. Blue Claws 5, Blue Rocks 4 on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Valley Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Valley Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Blue Claws will try to tack on to a one-run lead here. Bottom of the eighth inning, and Orion Kirkery warming up in the bullpen. He'll pitch the ninth, and it could be a safe situation, but maybe not. The Blue Claws can score a few. They lead it 5-4, and Marcus Lee Sang already has a homer tonight in 3 hits. Takes high, and that went over the head of the catcher, Vega, and the count 1-1, no strikes. Vega did not really put up his hand on that. I wonder if he thought it was a breaking ball was coming and got crossed up, and he kind of, Vega certainly threw a fastball back to the mound to Peterson as Kirkring continues in the Jersey Shore pen, the hard-throwing right-hander. Pitch to Lee Sang. That's just a ball low. So, Tony, we think after talking to a few people up here between innings that James Wood came up with his Mother's Day pink bat, and that's why fastball strike and the count 2-1 on Lee Sang, and that was the issue. So, I had the switch, fastball low, 3 balls and a strike from Todd Peterson, the right-hander. So he had used that bat on Tuesday in his first at bat. You get, you know, they send out pink bats for Mother's Day. 3-1 pitch, fouled away, third base side of the count, full at 3-2. Now, why you can't use a pink bat normally, I don't know. But that's the rule. So I have to applaud Wood for trying to pull a fast one, I guess. Fouled away, third base side. And that went into a luxury suite. Right through the door, suite 217. Count remains 3-2. So, yeah. So, used it Sunday at home. Brought it here. Tried to use it Tuesday. Did for one at bat. And then did he think that everybody was asleep and he could sneak it back in? I guess he did. I got to give him credit for trying. A for effort. 3-2 on Lee, saying Casey Martin next. Peterson's pitch misses inside, ball four. Five of the last six Blue Claws batters have walked, and Lee Sang's aboard at first, leading off here in the bottom of the eighth inning, and the batter, Casey Martin. Casey is 1 out of 3 today, up to 257 on the season. Singled back in the sixth inning, an infield base hit on which Lee Sang was thrown out trying to go first to third. And the first pitch is a little low, and have a count 1-1. And no strikes. Well, the Blue Claws have taken, coming into the day, the second most walks in the Sandlin League, 166. That was before today.
That just went up.
And they've drawn, swing and a miss, a slider. The count is 1-1. They've drawn 5 today. Well, only 5. Again, only 5 or 5? I mean, 5 is a lot. We say only 5 only because they've all come in the last 2 innings. 1-1. Drag bunt up third. Beautiful bunt. No chance. Peterson bare hands. Throws for some reason. Throws it away. Hits off the tarp and rolls up into the bullpen. Lee Sang heads to third. It'll be held up there. Martin stays put at first. And that'll be a single and an E1 for Casey Martin. His second hit of the day.
An underrated part.
Why'd he throw it?
I have no
idea. He had no chance.
No shot. Sort of an underrated part, well, maybe not by the Phillies or the Blue Claws, but maybe by fans in general, is the speed of Casey Martin. He has excellent speed, and that was a bunt right off the bat. The third baseman, as you said, Greg, did not have a chance in the world.
That was the pitcher.
Okay.
Peterson,
he didn't have a chance either, yeah. I mean, Lipscomb certainly had no chance. It was bunted toward third. Lipscomb came over and just should have held it. As it turns out, Lee Sang winds up at third. Martin holds on at first. Blue Claws certainly with a golden opportunity now to tack on some insurance.
Well, Orion Kirkering warming up at the pen. He's going to pitch the ninth inning. Jersey Shore trying to add to this one-run lead as Pineda takes low in the count, 1-1, no strikes. So another two-hit game, by the way, for Casey Martin. And he has now picked up 8 two-hit games already. And that fastball down and inside to Pineda. And the count is 2-0. And he picked up his 7th two-hit game last year, Tony, until Father's Day, June 19th. So way ahead of that pace. Pineda grounds one back to the middle and through into center under the glove of Peterson and a base hit. Lee Sang scores. Martin on his way to third and he pulls in there. It's an RBI single for Leandro Pineda and Jersey Shore has a 6-4 lead.
Well, Pineda really needed that. He had been 0-3 prior to that at bat with a couple of strikeouts. He banged it right back at the mound and, as you said, under the glove of the right-hand pitcher into center field.
I thought for a half a second Peterson had it. Yeah,
he did. I think he looked in his glove.
It went directly under.
And the ball wasn't there. It was already skipping its way into center field.
So Jersey Shore's lead is 2 as Carr hits one hard but just foul up the first base line. And the count is 0-1 on Jared. Carr 1-for-3. Blue Claws with 11 hits. First and third, nobody out. And a 6-4 lead. And that's outside for a ball. And the count is 1-1 here on the lefty Carr. Breaking ball. High fly ball to center. Pretty well hit, but playable. De La Rosa backs up in front of the track. That'll get the run in. De La Rosa makes the catch. Martin jogs in from third to score. And the throw into second. Sack fly RBI for Jarrett Carr. And the Blue Claws extend the lead. It's 7-4 here in the eighth.
Well, that's what you wanted. If you're the Blue Claws here from the bottom of the order, just contact. And Pineda certainly did that with an RBI single. And then the sacrifice fly adds to the lead.
Now with a three-run lead, Pineda at first. He's got three stolen bases. Pitch to Ward. Strike on the outside corner. And the count is nothing and one. And that one misses. Four ball, 1-1.
Kirkerud will be facing 5, 6, and 7 in the Wilmington order when he comes on in the ninth.
Still only one out, and Ward, good rip, fouls it back into the screen, and the count 1-2. Kendall Simmons is on deck, and then Caleb Ricketts. Ward is 0-for-3 today, but he did walk in the seventh. He was the first of the four straight walks that gave Jersey Shore a go-ahead run. They've now padded it to 3, and Ward takes strike 3. Breaking ball on the outside corner. So 2 down, first strikeout for Peterson, and here's Kendall Simmons, who's been on base 4 times today, 2-for-2 with a hit batsman, and he's drawn a walk. That was the second of the four in that inning. Wilmington with a righty up in the pen. They don't want to go to the pen, but that will depend on Peterson. Curveball in there for a called strike. Blue Claws came in today 5 games back of Hudson Valley. And they might gain a game because Brooklyn beat the Renegades tonight 6-1 up in Wappingers Falls. Simmons squibs one foul, a slider behind the plate, and the count nothing in 2. And Greensboro, they lost again, too. They lost 2-1 in Asheville. Greensboro's lost 5 in a row now. The first 3 in Asheville following the final 2 games against the Blue Claws last weekend. Kirkering uncorks a wild pitch in the pen. It rolls down behind home plate. Blue Claws 7, Wilmington 4. Bottom half of the 8th. So, Tony, and the Blue Claws will obviously gain a game on Wilmington. So Jersey Shore should wake up tomorrow. They hold on here within 4 games. Runner goes, swing and a miss, and that's strike 3. And retired the side within 4 games of first place. 2 runs on 2 hits. No errors and 1 left. Orion Kirkering coming on for the ninth. 7-4 Blue Claws on Bally Live and MILB TV.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, and Goblet Toss. Play 9 holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
New pitchers, right-hander Orion Kirkering, fifth-round pick of the Phillies last year out of the University of South Florida. This will be his second appearance of the series. He threw a scoreless inning in the first game on Tuesday. Matt Russell, tremendous. 2 innings, no runs, no hits, no walks, 3 strikeouts in line for the win. Kirkering comes into a 7-4 game and looks for the save. And Jersey Shore looks for a fourth win in the last 5. First pitch, swing and a miss, a fastball. And the count, nothing and one on Will Frizzell. 97 on that fastball from Orion. With 100 in Clearwater a couple of times earlier this year. Grounded is short. Martin backhands on the edge of the outfield grass. High throw to first. But Wingrove reaches up and snags it. Keeps his foot on the base. One away. Orion Kirkering, fifth round pick, as we said, out of South Florida. The subject of a really nice article with Matt Gelb, who was here on Tuesday. Kirkering began the year with Clearwater. 18 strikeouts of his first 35 batters faced and did not allow a run. Slider outside to Onyx Vega in the count 1-0. So came up here. Gave up a home run in Greensboro on Saturday, but very good. Fastball fouled away down the right field line. And the count 1-1. And, you know, a guy that you kind of knew was going to get here relatively soon. Slider swing and a miss. Just a wipeout nasty slider. And the count is 1-2 on Onyx Vega. Throws it. That was 89. Throws him 88-90. Fastball. Chopped to third. Softly hit. Ward grabs it. Belt high. And a foul ball. A hit Vega. So a foul ball. And the count 1-2 on the right-handed hitting catcher.
They get 184, a homer, and 8 runs batted in for Vega in his 14th game for Wilmington.
Out of the stretch, Kirkering wears number 8. Fastball, swing and a miss. He got him, strike 3. High heat, no chance.
Yeah, blew him away, Greg. What was the MPH?
97. The way Greg Brodzinski described this is when you watch him throw, everybody's on the top step of the dugout.
And that's where they are.
That's why, yeah. Here's Jeremy De La Rosa, the center fielder. Kirkering out of the stretch. There's the slider, swing and a miss. And that started basically on the outside corner and finished off the plate inside. And De La Rosa had no chance. 0-1, and the pitch. Another slider, swing and a miss, and the count 0-2. He's not afraid to throw 3 in a row. He did it in the game Tuesday. Time called by De La Rosa. Just to catch his breath after those two nasty breaking balls. So what does he do? Does he go for a third straight slider, or does he go to the high heat? 0-2, two out. 7-4 Blue Claws in the ninth. And the pitch. Fastball. Swing and a miss. He got him. Strike 3 in the ball. Game's over. 98 from Orion Kirkering. And the Blue Claws winners by a final score of 7-4.
Boy, he made that look easy.
So Jersey Shore has now won 4 games in their last 5 as they pick up a win here this afternoon, or this evening, at Shoretown over Wilmington. And for Orion Kirkering, it's his 5th professional save. He had 4 with Clearwater, and this is his first with Jersey Shore. Matt Russell, tremendous. 2 scoreless in relief. He gets the win. And with the win, Matt improves to 3-1 on the season. And Anel Diaz takes the loss. He's 0-2. Blue Claws are, let's do the totals first. And the totals are 7 runs, 11 hits for the Blue Claws. No errors, 4 runs, 6 hits, and 1 error for Wilmington. Jersey Shore is 16-16, back at .500. Wilmington is 18-17 on the season. Time of the game was 2 hours and 36 minutes, and the attendance 5,285. So Blue Claws get a win. Jordan Fowler will start tomorrow back at 6:35 here again, and we'll be on the air 20 after 6. Tony, we'll have the out-of-town scoreboard presented by Insurance Office of America and our friend Larry DePaul. 7-4, Blue Claws, Tony, all yours.
Okay, Greg, you're right. The out-of-town scoreboard, the Phillies affiliate scoreboard brought to you by Insurance Office of America. Insurance businesses right here in our area for property, general liability, business, auto, workers' compensation, and employees' benefits. For personal service, call and ask for Larry DePalma, 732-751-2900. Let's go to that Phillies affiliate scoreboard. By the way, the Phillies are off today, and they will start a three-game series and a six-game homestand, but three games with the Chicago Cubs beginning tomorrow night. Former Blue Claw Rangers Suarez will be on the mound. The Phillies trying to stop that four-game losing streak. On the scoreboard, Reading is losing at Somerset tonight. That's 10-3. Reading batting in the top of the ninth inning. In the former Blue Claws department, Carlos De La Cruz has a hit. He's batting 277, and Ethan Wilson has hit his sixth home run of the year, a fourth inning solo blast. Ethan tonight 1-for-4, and he is batting 302. Tyler Phillips started the ball game and gave up 9 earned runs in 4 innings for Reading. At Worcester tonight, it's some ball game. Lehigh Valley was down in this ball game 7-0. Then they were down 8-4, and they have rallied to take the lead 9-8 with the WooSox batting in the bottom of the eighth inning. Two hits in the ball game for Jim Haley, who has a home run. Other home runs for Haley, that was his third, a two-run home run. Scott Kingery has hit his fifth, a fourth-inning two-run home run. And Weston Wilson, who's having quite a year with Lehigh Valley, has hit his 11th, a fifth-inning solo shot. Wilson, 1-for-3, is batting 238 and did hit his 11th home run. 9-8, Lehigh Valley. Lehigh Valley coming in 20-20. Worcester 20-21 as Worcester bats in the bottom of the eighth inning. We gave you the Reading Somerset update. We've done it a couple of times. Just wanted to give you the records. Reading is 13-21, and Somerset, the Yankees affiliate, is 21-13. As Reading trails, and that game now has ended. It's over. Somerset wins it 10-3. Meanwhile, the hottest team in the Phillies system, and certainly one of the hottest teams in all of minor league action, the Clearwater Threshers win again tonight. They go to 27-9 as they defeat Bradenton, the Pirates affiliate, 10-3. Bradenton is 20-16. Clearwater has now won 15 consecutive home games. Recently, they had a 13-game overall winning streak. Rincon, the young 19-year-old shortstop, is 2-for-4 tonight. Got that average up to 216. He had a walk-off home run last night and has homered again tonight, his fourth of the season. Justin Crawford, the Phillies' top pick a year ago, 3-for-5 tonight, and his average now at 330. Also, two hits for Emmanuel Boyd. 2-for-4 is Boyd, who is batting 256. Taking a look at the home runs tonight, we talked about the Rincon. That was his fourth, a third-inning solo shot. So Clearwater continues to roll 27-9. They lead the Western Division of the Florida State League by 6 games as they conquer Bradenton by a score of 10-3. Gene Cabrera started that ball game, did not figure in the decision. Danny Wilkinson, a 22-year-old, got the win in relief. Wilkinson, out of Villanova University, was signed as a free agent. This is his first year in professional baseball. He's starting it with Clearwater, and he gets the win. Here in Lakewood tonight, the Blue Claws win it by a score of 7-3. They literally walk their way into the lead tonight. 4 walks consecutively with 2 outs in the bottom of the 7th inning, capped by the bases loaded walk to Rickson Wingrove, which forced in Nick Ward with the go-ahead run. And then the Blue Claws tacked on two more in the eighth. And Orion Kirkering, with that impressive ninth inning, racks up the save. And Matt Russell, who has just been outstanding now as a reliever this year, with the win, he is 3-1. Jersey Shore 16-16, and Wilmington is 18-17. So in the loss column, actually, Jersey Shore is now pulled ahead of Wilmington. And Jersey Shore will try to continue this winning week tomorrow night, as they again take on the Blue Rocks. It'll be Jordan Fowler. The lefty is 2-1 with a 3.33 ERA. He'll be opposed by right-hander Chance Huff, 2-1 with an ERA of 4. That ball game slated for 6:35 tomorrow night. And Greg and I will have it for you at 6:25. Tomorrow night, by the way, is Marvel Superhero Night, and it'll include food and drink specials. Plus, the Blue Claws will be wearing special Black Panther-inspired jerseys. That's all tomorrow night, beginning here in Shoretown at 6:35. Tonight's game, as always, produced by Ryan Caldwell. Social media from Taylor Petrangelo and Greg Jamboree. And so for Greg, I'm Tony Graham. Again, the final score here tonight in Shoretown: Blue Claws win it, Jersey Shore 7 and Wilmington 4. Have a clawsome rest of your evening, everybody.